This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Alrighty.
So this is the episode that's going out next week, not the one for tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to Mama's Hello.
Oh, were we already recording?
Yeah, I was about to say,
I'm
like,
sorry.
Well, and then you started talking. I'm like, she's interrupting me before we.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
It's fine. It's welcome to Mama's and Merlot. It's you know.
Maybe we should just start counting down when we're gonna
maybe.
Start.
That's
what fun is that? You miss
exactly. You miss like these moments of just magic. So welcome to Mama's and Merlot, guys. We're 42 episodes deep, so you know that we're a fucking hot mess. So to suck it.
Hi, welcome. Suck it.
It's Tuesday and I'm cranky. So here we go.
Nothing messes up your Friday like realizing it's Tuesday.
Exactly. So like I said, welcome. My name is Vanessa. And as always, with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And yeah, we are recording on a Tuesday because it's
we were all slackers.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, we were out on vacation.
That's what I was going to like.
We had a geek bro vacation.
Be positive. It's the summer. Neri and I were on a cruise. You guys were at SuperCon. So it's like we were busy.
Well, I was at SuperCon like.
Like SuperCon light.
She was SuperCon
adjacent.
SuperCon adjacent.
Because she was like, SuperCon's across the street where Christy, David, and Jeff are. And I'm over here by the pool.
Well, no, I went. I went for a surprisingly like decent amount of time. All 3 days.
Good
I showed my face
you.
At SuperCon all 3 days.
And you ventured alone at one point.
Stephanie deigned to show her face at SuperCon.
I did.
Like,
and I was alone
beneath me.
For... And it was Saturday, right? That I was alone? Yeah, because you guys drove straight there.
We went straight Saturday morning to the con, and Steph met us there afterwards. So she had to like venture through and find us.
Yes, which my rule for going to the con was nobody can leave me alone because I will end up in like a corner, like in a fetal position.
Nice.
Like you know.
Is it that bad? Is it really that bad?
No.
It's not. It
just gets dramatic.
I'm just yeah. Shut up.
Every time I see those memes that are like, my favorite one is the one where Stitch like freaks out and then falls over, and it's like, why don't you try not to be so dramatic? And then Stitch just
or the me at the slightest inconvenience or something like that.
I always think of her.
Well, I have to say, I've actually been going to SuperCon for a few years because we started going like 5 or 6 years ago. And it's gotten way bigger.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, Friday wasn't too terrible because people weren't there on Fridays. Sunday was a little bit crazy, and Saturday was nuts. It was just weird. But I do like to people watch, and if you are a people watcher, you will see
Yeah, so I don't. I messaged you guys. I'm like, I don't know what. I mean, I believe Cannes is probably the best place that people watch.
Yes,
but a cruise is a close
cruises
second.
Are great places to people watch.
Yeah. Before we get into that, let's talk about our wine. Real quick. Just so that I don't forget.
Oh, but not while we're on the subject of wine, Christy and I bought 5 bottles of wine for the weekend and none of them made it back.
I didn't think they would.
Including a rosé that was actually surprisingly good.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Okay. All right, guys. So this week I brought us a Recordia Ribera del Duero. So it is a
Spanish wine.
A Spanish wine. It says I don't know what BU stands for, but Castrillo de la Vega, España. So there we go. We have a Spanish wine. Smells amazing.
Spanish wines are great.
It says the product of Spain, imported by White Plains, New York.
Yeah, like every other Spanish thing, it goes straight through Miami or New York.
It says product of Spain, imported by Serenity Imports, White Plains, New York. So. Cool beans. This is what we're having. So, ching, ching, ching. Oh, that sounds great in my headphones. Thank you, Christy.
There is nothing like the sounds of wine pouring.
For real.
But yeah, me and Steph picked up not only a couple bottles of... Was it regular Apothic that we picked up?
Yeah, it was regular Apothic that we picked up. You had brought some Frontera. And then I had bought some champagne that I was going to take for day drinking. And I put them in the... I knew this was going to happen, too. Mm. I put them in my refrigerator to, like, chill so they wouldn't be... They would be chilled when we got to the hotel. And I forgot to grab them before we left. So, of course, we had to go to Publix.
Oh. Because we had to buy wine.
We had to buy wine. And we had to buy snacks. Mm-hmm. And $80 later, we had snacks for the weekend.
And wine.
And wine. And we took wine into the con. We snuck it in the Yeti.
Perfect. I actually forgot my Yeti. And I had in the car a sippy cup of Nathan's.
Shut up. No, you weren't.
Yeah. Oh,
but like, God. It's like not a sippy cup. Like
it wasn't like a water bottle,
like,
kind of thing.
Yeah. It was more like that. It wasn't like a Mickey Mouse sippy cup.
I was like imagining like the Nook one.
No, this wasn't.
Like,
this
was a rubber.
No, this wasn't like Chelsea Handler at the end of This Is War when she just like hands Reese Witherspoon like, here, drink this. And she's like, thinking it's water. She's like, what is it? She goes, a screwdriver. Well, it's vodka, but I'm sure there's some juice left in there. But I love that line. No, it has like little spaceships on it and it says, I need space.
Perfect.
But I thought it was appropriate. But we picked up an Apothic Rosé.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we had that Saturday morning walking around the con.
Perfect.
And it was actually very nice. And I'm not a rosé.
I'm not a huge rosé person. When it's hot, though, it's... Well, usually when it's hot, I'll do like a champagne or a prosecco or something that's still not sweet. But this rosé wasn't super sweet and it was good. Yeah. So...
And...
See, we're growing and shit.
Yeah. We expand our reach. But yeah, and to just clear up... No, to our listeners, this was a Florida, South Florida comic convention called SuperCon,
we didn't go to Comic-Con.
We didn't, we're not San Diego Comic-Con.
We don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, or that time
not to yet, but as Missy says, send money.
Yeah. Or that time to wait in line.
Mm-hmm. Thumbing.
Because.
I remember the one year that Neri tried to get Comic-Con tickets, it was. I don't like the way they do it.
Yeah, no, their way to get tickets is weird. Like, you either have to do, pre-sales and stuff like that, or you have to have purchased. The best way to do it, honestly,
it's if you've purchased before,
is to, like, right now at San Diego Comic-Con that just passed, people purchase for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way to do it, because once they become available online, it's like madhouse and the system is like,
I feel like Comic-Con is one of those things. It's like fun in theory, but then like once you get there, it's so many people and it's so crazy that it's just like not fun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's the reason I'm over. I've gone honestly to the point that I don't want to go to San Diego Comic-Con anymore. I think I would like to do New York.
I do want to go just because it's like a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
That for David that he's always wanted to go, and like I want to be able to take him. I actually wanted to do it this year because this year he turned 30, but you know, money and shit. So maybe, you know, because it's,
I mean, responsibility,
and it's always the week of his birthday,
right?
So that's what I want to do.
Nary and I were supposed to go last year to New York Comic Con. We had tickets,
right? We all had tickets, I think, and then it just didn't happen.
Well, we were supposed to go this year to San Diego, actually, or at least Jeff was going to get to go as a vendor with one of my friends, but his wife ended up getting pregnant and having a baby.
How selfish!
I know. Just kidding. How dare she? How dare they? But no. So we ended up. They ended up not going. And this has been one of my things before Jeff that I always wanted to, but I've seen so much stuff from it. And what I've heard and read that, you know, you can't even get into the panels that you want to get into. It's so ridiculous that most of the people, like, and it's true what they're saying, that, and I know because I do it every year, the panel happens and an hour later, it's all online.
Right.
And I actually watch, like, I've spent this weekend and like last week I was watching the San Diego Comic-Con panels. So I already know, like, and I actually don't like...
A lot of them,
like,
live stream, but that's like...
Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way. I'm like a concert person. And one of the things that I would love to do, I would love to like go to Coachella one day. But I feel like I have the same feelings about Coachella, that like it's in theory a good idea, but... It gets so crazy and there's so many like random people and it's like
seems like people would touch you inappropriately and they smell bad.
Right. So like the idea of a music fest, plus like I don't, plus, and if I'm gonna do one of those things, I'm not doing like, I'm not camping. Like I'm gonna get an Airbnb, like I'm gonna do it. Like I'm not a camper. So I feel like some of those things that have gotten like crazy popular just kind of aren't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I
does this mean that we're old? Because I feel like 10 years ago that means
that's exactly what that means.
It means that we
don't know what else makes you old? When you're like sitting around watching people on like on a cruise, there's some, I don't want to say teenagers, but maybe like young 20s on the sun chairs next to me, and they have like a portable speaker, and I'm like, can you turn that shit down? Because I don't want to hear your shit. I know it's good music, it's music that I like, but I'm like, I don't want to hear your shit. I want to hear the cheesy reggae that the cruise is playing, because that's what I'm quote unquote paying for. I want to hear that. I don't want to hear, you know, Drake or whatever the fuck you're playing. I want to hear the reggae and the fake steel drums,
you know,
that they're playing.
Also really annoying about 20-year-olds, like,
that they're fucking 20 and they look perfect.
Exactly. But they're skinny as fuck. Fuck those bitches.
Fuck those bitches. Turn down the music. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
You know how when another moment when I realized, okay, that's it, we've officially reached that age, was when we booked a cruise. I think it was before Nathan was born, so I was already heading that direction. For my friend's bachelorette, we all were like booking our cruises, and it was like, oh, okay, let's look at the prices, let's look at the what options, double occupancy or quad occupancy. No, fuck that. More than two people.
Fuck quad occupancy. No. I don't have time for quad occupancy.
I don't have time
anymore
for you people.
I need my own space.
I will pay more money. I will pay the extra $50 a night to have more space.
Yep.
Like we go to the.
I don't want to fight for the toilet. No. I don't want to fight for the shower.
For the mirror to get ready.
No.
Like this weekend, like my mom ended up coming with us, so we had hotel rooms. And for like when you weren't sure if you were gonna stay the whole weekend, I was like, well, you can always crash in our room and this and that. But in the back of my head, I'm going, like, we can just get two rooms next to each other, and that sounds so much nicer. Everybody, you get to do your thing.
We tried to get two rooms next to each other, and then
you got upgraded.
And then I got upgraded, because when we checked in, they got there like 2 hours before we did, because I had to work. Stupid. So I had to work, and then I couldn't leave earlier than I left, and so when we got there, our room wasn't ready yet, and they were like, oh, it'll be ready in like an hour. They had given me a room number already, and it was on the same floor as them. It was like three or four doors down from them. So when I go back to recheck in, they were like, oh, we've upgraded you to the 12th floor, which is like the Hilton Honors VIP floor.
La-dee-da.
When I have Hilton Honors, like, it's not, you know.
Yeah, so do I. So, like,
it's not like a big deal, but they were like, oh, we upgraded you to the VIP floor. And the presidential suite was two doors down from us, and it was also like the official hotel for the convention, so like all the celebrities were staying in that hotel.
Yeah. Oh my god, we are so cool.
David ran into Jason Mewes on the ninth floor.
He told us
If you guys don't know who Jason Mewes is,
I learned this weekend.
if you've ever seen any of the Jay and Silent Bob movies, he's Jay.
Yeah,
he's the one that's the one that talks,
the one that actually speaks,
the one that's always high. Yeah. David said
the
he did
skinny one.
Yes, the skinny one. David said he did smell like weed. That was the first thing I asked.
Anyone surprised?
No surprise.
That's the first thing I asked him was, did he smell like weed? Yes, he did.
Well, and then there was a couple wrestlers because they had a bunch of like old like legends from WWE that were there. So like there was a couple, and then the scary people were there too.
Well, the guy that I don't know who this guy is, but apparently Jeff thinks he's a big deal, but you know, whatever.
Are we talking about my fear?
Yeah.
No.
Some guy.
He's a big deal. He's just terrifying as fuck, and he's a giant.
We ran into him like several times. Like, he just kept, like, he was like following.
And I have like serious trauma. I've met this man on multiple occasions because we've gone to horror conventions, we've gone to other conventions, and he's there. It's this actor named Tony Todd. Mm-hmm. He's done the movie The Rock. Which a lot of people know him from The Rock, where he says, "I don't listen to soft shit," which is like a big line from that movie, apparently. I hope that that's from The Rock, because if not, all the boys are going to scream at me.
I can hear them all.
Nary's yelling right now.
And then, but he's also the reason that I am terrified of him is because he's a horror movie person. And not only any horror movie person, he was Candyman. And
I don't watch horror movies, so I have no idea.
No, but like this movie came out when I was like 15.
Okay.
And like, I, living in Miami, I grew up with, like, you know, fear of certain things, and like Bloody Mary was one of them. That people used to do that whole thing with look in the mirror, say the names, and that's what Candyman basically is. But
why you guys are scared of like Boedia like that?
I don't know. I was 15.
Because when I'm alone,
yeah,
I hear things, and I'm alone a lot, so no thanks.
And I was 15, and I was terrified, and so this man just personified like the like big bad to me, and so it would always stick in my head. And he's been nice and he's spoken to me before, but no, fuck that. I'm like terrified of him, so if he walks one way, I will walk another way.
I agree.
Yeah. But so it was fun, but yeah, that's when I realized, like, when you start making hotel reservations. And I remember back in college, we would go for spring break, or we would go to things like that, and it was literally
shove a whole bunch of people in a room.
We put six people in a hotel room once because we took an air mattress and then we shoved the beds together, and then in the space that it left you, we put another bed.
Yeah.
And the one room was like $150, and everybody was bitching that it was $150 for one room.
Yeah, no, I'm like, $150,
that's a good deal. I think we can all get a room.
Yeah, we can each get our own room. Nobody has to share. Nobody has to sleep on the goddamn floor. Well, for like Patty's bachelorette party, we went to like a suite, and it had two bedrooms and it had a pull out couch. We fit three girls in one king size bed. And then I'm like, so yeah, totes. And now I'm like, you want me to sleep with who? Like, no. Vanessa no hace eso.
Okay, considering the fact that when this is a sneak peek behind the scenes of Mama's, when we rented our hotel for our first sleepover, we actually got
a suite
with two double beds and a pull-out couch.
Yeah,
because at first we were pretty much each getting our own bed.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm in the process. It's funny, like, planning a bachelorette in your 20s versus planning a bachelorette in your 30s. Like, I'm in the process of planning a bachelorette for my best friend with one of her other really good friends. We're planning it together. And we were like, we're not going to, like, it's so different. Like, we're getting a four bedroom. There's like only six girls going.
Yeah, but we're getting
a big
house.
There's like four bedroom house. It's like, there's only like six or seven girls, but like everybody's going to have their own space. And thanks for killing my story, bro. Sorry.
Nary just walked in.
You walked in on my podcast.
But yeah, like, now when we book for stuff, it's like, how many people are going? And you actually look at that like little counter that says sleeps six, sleeps 12.
Like, because before you would look at it and be like, that's bullshit, I could see, like, more than that.
Oh yeah.
But now, like, but it's like, I'm like, I'm willing to pay a little bit more money for my own bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For my own bathroom. If I don't have to share a bathroom with my husband and we're in one room and we each get our own bathroom, count me in.
Yeah,
no, and there was,
and that we're married.
Yeah, and there was the six people shoved in a room, and then you would meet people throughout the day that like came up. Oh, don't worry, if you
come
don't have a
our room and hang out, we have plenty of alcohol.
We
have alcohol, we have space.
If you need
there's
to crash,
like 6 inches, you could sleep in the tub.
You can sleep in the tub in the closet.
Yeah. We have plenty of there's like some hotel rooms that is like a walk-in closet, and you could totally put like a twin size inflatable mattress in the walk-in closet.
It's happened.
Totally.
But now it's like, no.
Now I'm like, we're going on vacation. Oh, we have to share a house with these people. Like, I don't want to do that.
Like, last time before Nathan, or like even like with Nathan, the last time we went to Drink Around the World in Orlando, we had... Before, we would always share with another couple or share with somebody. And like every time, like as the years progressed, I would go to Jeff. I'm like, you know, the price isn't that bad. We can get our own room. Exactly. And he'd be like, oh, so-and-so's coming up. I told him they wanted to crash. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
I don't mind crashing if the kids aren't around. That I don't mind. But if the kids are around, yeah, like, no. I can't.
No, but like to me, forget about the kids being around.
The kids are so tiny, but they take up so much fucking space.
Oh, no. If the kids are in the room, it's our room and that's it. Nobody else. But like, I was like, no. I want my own bed. You can sleep in the other bed for all I care. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep sprawled out. They're like, oh, but we have enough, because we always, even if usually we'll always get two double beds, because you can like put your shit on one bed.
Yes, that's what I would do. Like when I would have to travel for work, I would always get a, they would always give me a room with two beds, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll just leave my suitcase on one. I don't need to even unpack, just leave it all thrown across the bed. No, I'm so
particular, like I have to have a king bed. Like I won't, I was like dreading it, because originally for this weekend we had reserved the two double beds, and I'm like, David, like, will not, but under any circumstances, if there's one bed in it, it's a room and it's a twin, like he will insist on sleeping in the same bed. Like he won't like sleep on a,
so
like,
fucking thirsty,
two double beds. He won't do it. Like, and I am a space, like I move around a lot, I need space, I get hot, like I'm just constant, I don't sleep still. David, on the other hand, seems like a fucking vampire, and he like just lays down flat on his back, and I'm like all over the place. So I'm like, I've suggested it to him before, like, and the times that they've given us like the two double beds, I'm like, why don't we just like sleep in separate beds? Like,
oh, Nary, like, and I have done that,
and like, he's like,
especially
no,
before kids, we've done that.
He's like, no, I won't do that. Like last, like when we went to Disney last time, we had two queen beds in the room, and I was like, oh, I'll sleep with Link, and you know, he's like, no, let him have his own bed. And I'm like, but where's, I'm so used to a king at this point that if I have anything less, like I have like a mini
pan. Yeah, no, Nary and I have tried, like when we first started like going to Disney together, we would get those rooms that had two double beds, and we would like try to sleep together, and then we would sleep, like I am such a princess that I have to bring my own pillow because I hate hotel room pillows, because they're just I can't sleep on them, I need my own pillow. So if I wouldn't bring my pillow and I had to sleep next to him on a small bed, like I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't happy, like nobody's having a good time. So then one night I'm like, I got pissed in the middle of the night. I'm like, fuck this. And I went to the other bed. I was like, we are always doing this. Like, you sleep here. Like if you want, we can have sex over here, and then I'll move over. You don't even have to get up. I'll move. I don't go, fuck. I'm going to sleep by myself.
Wasn't that an episode of How I Met Your Mother?
What?
No, King of Queens, I think it was.
Well, they got twin beds for
something? Yeah, because their bed broke, and then they went and they bought a new bed because it was A-Rod's bed or somebody's bed. And then they're like, oh, but it won't be ready for 3 weeks. So then, what's his face? Kevin James' best friend was like, oh, we're getting rid of the kids' twin beds. Do you want to borrow them? So at first, like, they had them pushed together, and then they were like, oh, let's just separate. Then they would, like, with their thumbs point in the opposite direction, let's just separate them. And they did that.
No, man, when we did our semester abroad, we spent three months.
Those beds are so fucking tiny.
We spent 3 months in a European twin bed.
Die. I fucking die. I took my pillow with me to Italy.
Because I had the roommates from hell that one of them was trying to sleep with him, and the other one was just like a slut bag. So I actually cared about like going to class. So like the only way I was ever getting any sleep was if I went to go
You're
sleep
so selfish.
In Dave's room. So, but he had a roommate. So that had his own twin bed, and then so Dave and I like just pushed his, we were thinner back then, so that helps, but we pushed the twin bed up against the wall, and we just kind of like
made it work
for 3 months. Jeez. In a fucking twin bed.
Jesus, the fact that you guys are still together after that, I mean, like, fuck you, get away from me, you sleep on the floor.
Yeah, that was
no double beds in hotels are mine and Jeff's only moment of like pseudo cuddling. Because since our bed now is a king, and sometimes Nathan sleeps in our bed, and like he takes up like the entire middle. Yep. Jeff sleeps all the way to the right, I sleep all the way to the left, and the two shall never meet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we sleep in a double bed, it's like, oh, hey, you, hi.
Well, we had to start telling Sophie, because Sophie always comes to the bed with me when Nary's not home, which is, and it's fine, I have a king size bed, and she and I sleep perfectly well together, and sometimes she sleeps like all the way to one side, so I don't even realize she's there until the morning when I'm like, oh, she's here. But when Neri's home, the three of us just don't fit because Neri's fucking sleeps like a girl and he sleeps with four pillows. I sleep with Jesus. One. I sleep with one.
I sleep with
four. And he sleeps with four.
I sleep with four.
At one, I call the boulder because it's just so goddamn huge and hard, and that's the one that is like in between us. So then when Sophie comes in the bed when he's home, she sleeps in between me and the boulder instead of in between Neri and the boulder. So I'm like, of course, now the boulder takes up space, and then Sophie takes up space, and mommy's left with 6 inches of mattress or she's gonna fall off. And then mommy's angry, and then nobody's happy.
And then it happens.
And then nobody's happy. If mama's happy, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Yeah. So that's the rule in my house.
So how was your cruise?
It was amazing. While you guys were meeting celebrities, I was meeting trolls.
Pseudo celebrities.
Whatever.
Yeah, that is, you're playing fast and loose.
Nerdy, quote unquote, celebrities.
Well, I did meet Brian O'Halloran, and I had a moment where I was like,
bien
I
get conocido por su casa.
No, it was the best. The
Clerks movies?
No. The best was she had a total Captain America moment. Like, I get that reference. I know who that guy is.
Because I just was caught off guard, and I get, like, for all the times that like I'm pretty good at like keeping my cool 90% of the time, when it comes to even the dumbest like celebrity, if I've seen you like on one thing, like one time I was on a plane to LA and the girl from Paranormal Activity 2 was on the plane. And I guarantee you she probably hasn't been in anything since then, but I recognized her and I was just like an idiot. I get stupid starstruck. Like the dumbest.
Oh, I do too though. And
like, I'm like, I don't know what to say to them. So I'm just kind of, so David walked up to him. He didn't have a line. He didn't have anybody in front of me. He was just hanging out.
And it was empty day. It was Friday.
It was empty. It was a day that was empty. And he was just hanging out at his booth. And David walks up to him. He gives him a fist bump. He's like, hey, I love you, man. And I thought it was just like some geek person that I don't know. So I just kept walking. And then I, in my peripheral.
It clicked.
In my peripheral, I was like, wait, I know who you are. I'm really glad I didn't say it because I thought about it in my head. And I was like, oh, Donkey Show.
That's Clerks 2.
I love Clerks 2. I love that movie.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I know you. And he's like, yep, yeah, you do. And that was like the extent of my conversation. But I get,
think
like,
that's the title.
What?
Donkey Show.
I will say I have to give credit because I will correct Sue when I said pseudo celebrity. I did meet a celebrity this weekend.
Amy Jo Johnson?
No.
Yeah, you did meet Amy Jo Johnson.
Yes, but I also met Karen Gillian.
Right.
And I will give her, she's Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
You know, and she was, obviously she was Amy from Doctor Who, but now she's considered a movie star.
Right.
Well, she's going to be in Jumanji too.
Yeah, and she was, I honestly, like, I wish I would have, like, been able to actually speak to her.
The hot chick,
like,
in Jumanji?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Like, I wanted, because I actually liked the horrible show that she got canceled after 10 episodes or 12 episodes.
Wow. Is anyone surprised? Selfie. Show of hands. Is anyone surprised? Not one person.
Because it was so good. The show was called, like, it was really bad, but it was good. It was called Selfie.
Yes, with John Cho.
Yes. And it was, she was like super superficial, super like all about the Instagram likes and all this stuff. And he is like down to business, very serious. And like he kind of like, it's kind of the vibe is My Fair Lady.
Okay.
Like he takes her under his wing and makes her like care about things.
Okay.
To be a more, so that people would respect her and stuff like that kind of deal in the workplace. And as the episodes progressed, it got better, first of all, and then she was actually growing. But, like, when she was about to hit growth, it was canceled.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that was, like, I loved Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment
23. I know, but that
show
is amazing.
So great. The best thing, I love Kristen Ritter, but the best thing about that show is James Vanderbeek.
Yep.
James Vanderbeek playing the douchiest version of himself.
Perfect.
That's a great fucking show, and I'm really sad that got canceled. But we bumped into her, like, actually bumped into her. We were leaving on Sunday. I had just like, when I see, I'm also an appreciator of a really good cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about a theme and a costume. I don't dress up for cons, but I appreciate them.
They take effort.
They do. And some people do really, really amazing. I saw a girl. This is it was right after this group that we saw her, that we bumped into her. I saw a group of Disney princesses, mm-hmm. and I took them. They were walking around together, but one of the princesses was Princess Leia, but in a ball gown. Like,
yeah,
it was like the white,
oh, nice.
But like her white. But like if she would have, like if she was an actual,
yeah.
It looked like a wedding dress. Really, yeah. Is really probably what it was. But
I saw her with Belle.
I saw her with Belle, and then there was a Cinderella, but like rag Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
and there was a Tinkerbell and I think a Jasmine with them. And they were all really good. So I had taken that picture and I'm like, okay, let's go pee. So, because we were going to leave. I'm like, I got to pee because, you know, I had a baby and I have to pee all the time now. Yeah. So I had to pee.
Damn it, babies. Fuck. You're so selfish wanting to be born and shit.
So I'm like, let's pee. And if I wouldn't, and then we can go. If I wouldn't have stopped to take the picture of the Disney princesses, I would have seen her in the bathroom because she was coming out of the bathroom as I was going in. And David wasn't paying attention. He was on his phone and he literally like brushed shoulders with her. Mm-hmm. And he turned and he's like, oh my God. Oh my God. That was Karen Gillan. Oh my God. That was Karen Gillan. And I was like, really? And then I turned around and I'm like, yeah. And it was her. And she is fucking tall. She's 5'11".
I told you. When I went to take the picture with her, she was in flats.
Chrissy's tall, people.
And I am 5'8 and change. And so, and Jeff's 5'9 and change.
5'8 and three quarters.
Yeah. And like, we walk in and she is like still a head above me, mm-hmm, in flats.
Wow.
And she's super skinny, adorable, and the best Scottish accent. Like, awesome. And then such, I have the picture here, such a British, Scottish, like such a like outfit that cannot be pulled off by anyone that does not live across the pond. So she's wearing jeans with a Nike
crop top,
Nike crop top, and a full length
like fur coat
black jacket with fur lined lapels,
shearling lapels.
Who, like, you can't pull that off here,
especially in fucking Fort Lauderdale.
And she looks perfect,
of course.
Yeah, no, we did see Amy Jo Johnson and Jason David Frank, the Power Rangers.
So, yeah. So, while you guys were rubbing elbows with, you know,
the
cream of the crop, I was meeting Poppy and Branch. So, I think we all know who won here. Totes me.
Your pictures were definitely more adorable.
I totally cut off a kid to get in line.
Totes appropriate.
I gotta learn, man. If you want to get in line at Disney, you gotta move. So I got in line really, I know how to get in line really fast, but oh, someone's coming, me first. And I'm glad I did, because after those people got in line, they were like, nope, the line's closed. So
Oh my god, I had a total, like, Stephanie knows, I had like a total, like, I'm a bigger nerd than you are, so I need to get in first moment. Because I've been going to SuperCon for years, like before it became like what it is now, that it's huge and it's overcrowded. Like when there was like nobody there, I used to go before Jeff.
Is totally a hipster.
I'm totally hipstering my nerd gene.
Yeah.
I'm giving my nerd
was
cred.
The Disney princess group. Okay, yeah. So it was Jessica Rabbit, Leia, Belle, Alice, Cinderella, and Ariel.
Cool.
But look at that Leia. Like, yeah, it looks beautiful. Like, no,
she
looks
really
right?
Nice. Yeah, she
probably is a wedding dress.
Probably.
Yeah, probably is. Or like a 15s or something like that. But yeah, so
if I wouldn't have stopped to take a picture of these bitches, I would have run into Karen Gillan in the bathroom.
True. But see what happens when you pee?
I'm so selfish.
Or when you like take pictures? No, and we had already had our 4-day passes. But since my mom came with us, I only got her a Saturday pass because she really does, like, she just likes to people watch. So I got her the pass for Saturday and she went, so we went to go and I tried to pick it up on Friday when it was empty. Mm-hmm. And they told me, no, you have to pick it up on Saturday, which I thought was stupid. But so we get there Saturday and I see this huge line like wrapping outside the place. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And I like ask the people and they're like, no, yeah, this is the line to pick up the Saturday tickets. I'm like, are you serious? They're like, yeah. I'm like, is this the line? Is this it? And they're like, no, we have an overflow outside because we can't have this many people lined up inside because inside there's more line. So I'm like, oh, hells no. So like all these people are standing there and I'm looking around at all these people and I'm just like, fuck this. And I told my mom, I'm like, hold on, I'll be right back. So I walk the line to the front of it and I walk inside. And I'm like, and I look, and it is like the rest of the line is like wrapping, like four queues back and forth inside.
That's annoying.
And I heard somebody was complaining about like, oh, I've already been in line for like 2 hours. So I was like,
just
oh hell
to
no,
pick up tickets.
Yes, yeah. And mind you that I have been, which is why San Diego stresses me out. But we did Star Wars Celebration in mm-hmm. April, and it was just lines over lines over lines. So I was like, I am not dealing with this. So I walked up because we already had our 4-day passes. We had from staying at the hotel these things called golden tickets, like golden passes.
There was like a fast pass, basically.
Yeah. Right. So it got us into the front of the lines for the autographs and the photo ops, which is totally worth the money to just stay at the hotel to get that. And so I walk up to the line where I got the thing and I go to the guy.
Yeah, I was asking Neri because I'm like, I didn't realize that SuperCon was in Fort Lauderdale. I was thinking for weeks that it was in Orlando. And
yeah, you thought I was like driving back and forth.
Yeah, I thought you were driving back and forth because, I mean, we'll get to that. Yeah. But I was like, why are they? Then when I found out that it was Fort Lauderdale, I'm like, why did they stay in a hotel? We are 40 minutes.
Because then,
but.
Well,
there were a lot of perks to staying at the hotel.
Yeah. Now I understand.
Like, you got to walk back and forth.
Yeah, I'm learning. Literally across the street. So we walked. The only time that, like, I Ubered once because it was raining. It was the day that I went back, that I went in by myself.
Well, la-di-da.
The day that they all were there in the morning and I went in by myself, I Ubered over because it was raining. And it was like rain, like our torrential downpour rains.
Florida rains.
Exactly. Yes. But other than that, like, we walked everywhere and then, like, so the overnight parking at the hotel is $30, but if you were staying there for the convention, it was $15.
And that's
like,
not bad.
You had the fast pass. So if you wanted to like meet someone or take a picture or whatever, like you could go straight or go to a panel, you could go straight to the front. And
yeah, that's worth it.
It was worth it. So yeah, so I
it's a nice little staycation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you got tired and you wanted to eat something, we went to the hotel and had like good food and not like, you know,
con food.
Right.
Con food. So I walk over.
Which is like, it's like $12 for a fucking Papa John's personal pizza.
Yeah.
When I could have walked across to the gourmet cafe in my hotel and got crab mac and cheese for $12. So suck it.
So I go up to the guy and I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, do I have to wait in that line? And he goes, what are you trying to do? And I'm like, listen. Okay. So I put on my sweetest smile and my like, I may have adjusted my shirt just to make sure everything was okay where it needed to be.
Like I did the other day when the pizza came here. I'm like, oh, my shirt.
And I was like, I have a Saturday pass. And I'm like, look, I have my 4-day pass. I have our golden ticket thing because we're staying over there in the hotel. But my mom came with me today and I have a Saturday pass. So I tried to pick up yesterday, but they wouldn't let me. You know, do you think there's anything that you could do that I could just, I'm not waiting in that line. There's just no way. I'm just not going to do that. I'm like, I've come to way too many SuperCons since back in the Marriott to like deal with that line. That's just not happening. And the guy like starts laughing. He goes, hold on. And he gives me the little iPad to check in and he gives me a ticket. And I was like, the best is I just like get the ticket. I'm like hopping. I swear to you, I may have been like hopping, like as like so proud of myself to walk outside to find my mom. And my mom's like, how'd you do that? I'm like, shh, don't ask questions. Put this on and let's go before these people like
realize
what I just did. And like we walked inside and like, I'm like, oh, come on, mom. And I just grab her and we just go. And people are just like,
yeah, it's really easy to get away with stuff like that at these kinds of things. Because most of these little like nerd boys that run this thing have never seen boobs. So you just kind of like bend like, over a little bit. And you kind of just like, you can either raise your voice into like that breathy, like, or you can like lower it a little bit and get like that little like sexy rasp. And you just be like, hey, how are you? I'm trying to pick up my tickets. Like,
or if you give them even a little bit of like geek cred,
yeah,
because it's become
like, hey,
so
your shirt is really funny,
yeah, or like I you wear it. Like, oh my God, you know, you have your little fandom outfit on or like something that shows that like, you know, you're not just here for the, you know, current thing,
right?
Like, you know, you show up in Harley, you show up in OG Harley,
right?
You don't dress up in like current Harley because, you know, you may just have started to like it because of Margot. So you could be a hardcore person.
Wine, please.
Wine, please. Because you could be hardcore.
Right.
But the outfit does not give that information away.
Right.
You know, so you show a little bit of nerd cred and you get, you know, you get in.
You get a little more wiggle room.
Yeah, but it was so... It was kind of a little bit crazy. They actually, at one point, from what I heard, once I got my mom in, which is why I was like, I'm not waiting in this line with my mom because 2 hours on her and her feet isn't happening. But also I knew when that group of people walked in, something bad was going to, not bad, but like I knew something was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And they actually started closing the doors and not letting in people.
Oh my.
Because they were at capacity. If you didn't already have your ticket, they weren't going to let you in. So I was like, we need to get your ticket before like the 200 people that are inside get their ticket.
Yeah.
And so it was cool. Like we walked around, we saw a bunch of stuff. I bought like ridiculous, like cute things.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I forgot to give you the Boda gift as well.
The candles were the best purchase.
Yes,
I wish I would have known. I would have told you to buy me one.
I have her card because she's the one.
They can make them. They can custom make them.
And she, because she's the one that has, apparently her best friend really likes Winter Soldier.
Can we get one with our face?
Dude, I can make it because now I know how it is. It's super. She basically like prints out like whatever it is onto like a decal sticker.
And then Mod Podge.
And just, no, she buy, no. She buys the like plain white like candle that you buy at Publix.
Like the Vihen candle?
Uh-huh. But yeah. The white one. The one, or like the colored one. Yeah,
the one
on
it.
Yeah, and you just like, like puts it on. We can still get the picture that we have on our cover page and like put it on a candle right. And it'd be like, pray to the Santas of Mamas and Merlot.
Do you know that they actually, do you know the story behind how the guys got them actually?
Our guys?
Yes.
No.
So allegedly, the girl, the vendor was having like issues getting into the con Saturday morning. And they weren't letting her in because of the whole like being at capacity thing or whatever. So the guys like that say that they said that that was where they found it on set Friday, and they said like coming back the next day that was like one of the first things they were going to go get before it got like sold out or whatever.
Because
there was a Ron Swanson. So basically, what this girl does is she takes like religious icon candles and puts like pop culture faces on them. So she has like,
they're amazing.
So we
check out our Twitter.
We bought one that was a Ron Swanson as like the shepherd Jesus. And I also bought a Lin-Manuel Miranda Hamilton
as
one.
As you do.
And I have like a version of the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Because Bucky is my boo.
But there were a bunch of them. And she could basically like make anything. But anyway, she was afraid that like people were going to like steal her shit because her stuff was in there, whatever. So apparently when they got to the booth, she was like crying. She was like hysterical crying. And he was like, yeah, man, we had to like comfort her. And I'm like, how much comforting did you guys do? She's like, I don't know. But she gave us, instead of giving us, like selling them to us at $12, which she was selling them for, she gave them to us for $10. I'm like, what the fuck did you guys do? Like to comfort her. Quote unquote, so you could get the discounted candle.
Booby touches.
And then there was that like drunk lady that was flirting with them at the pool.
Oh, that drunk lady was great. But like, and she had like, what the messed up thing about it is like, so me and Steph are like, who the fuck is this bitch like talking? But then like, she has a great like, a very like emotional backstory to her. So it's like, shit.
Yeah, but that's how they get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, she was there with her.
This bitch, that's how that's like. Whatever her heartbreak just happened, but that's how they get you.
Well, no, like she was
there with her two kids, and like it appeared to be a single mom. But then like, Christy and I went to like a cocktail table to like.
Oh, you can't leave your men alone.
They were literally five feet away.
But
from
But here's
us.
The problem, Jeff.
They were on pool chairs.
Like children.
They were
no,
on
children.
Pool like pool lounge chairs. Like, and we were 5 feet behind them. It was
Jeff attracts.
So does David.
Randos.
So does David. People just start talking to him.
People just
and
start talking.
And he talks back.
Yes. Yeah, so does
why
Jeff.
Do you talk to strangers?
Jeff did not get taught this lesson as a child.
I don't care about anybody flirting because no. I've said it before. David flirts like Ross. Like,
so does Jeff.
It's fine. Like Dave came up to me after and
you know that smell gas has.
Dave came up to me after and he was like, was that lady flirting with me and Jeff? And I'm like, I don't
probably.
Know. It's hard to tell.
If you
but
have
probably,
to ask.
If you have to ask,
you already
was.
Know.
Yeah, like she was saying the story about like her kids and like her son. I think was on the spectrum, and like he's a really
but
big
the daughter
dog.
Had like
see.
Now I feel bad.
And he had
the daughter had the Little Mermaid bikini though. It was like, cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and so like they were there and they're like Doctor Who fans, and they had like a photo op the next day with Peter Capaldi, the current Doctor, because he was there, and like they had all made like handmade costumes from home, and they were gonna wear them the next day.
God, you paid that much attention.
No, this is all that Jeff told me because Jeff paid this much attention.
Okay. Oh Lord, Jeffrey.
See, because Jeff,
damn it, Jeffrey.
Because Jeff not only talks to people, Jeff remembers the backstory. Like Jeff will tell.
Well,
you,
if I'm paying attention to a conversation, I'm going to remember it also. No, like, but like
Jeff really
no.
cares.
No, not me.
Okay.
Like, Jeff talks to people and meets people. He loves meeting people at conventions.
You're too nice.
He
Jeff.
Loves meeting
stranger
people at
danger.
Listen, he loves meeting people at conventions. Loves having conversations. But Vanessa, what you missed out was karaoke.
Oh my god, you guys, I had so much FOMO. Like the sun in the Caribbean really didn't make me feel better.
No, you had a week on cruise in the Caribbean, but you had FOMO on one fucking weekend
because you guys went together. Don't
That's what it is. Out. It has nothing to do with what we were doing.
I know. We could have been, like, you guys could have been camping with, like, no electricity being
See, that's where you're mistaken, because I would never go camping.
I know you would. No, I know you wouldn't. I'm just saying. Like, you guys could have been shitting in a hole, and I would have been like, I want to be there, too.
What are you talking about in the hole?
Can you guys FaceTime me so I can be there?
Which, I want to see where you're pooping.
Which, by the way,
oh my God.
We need to put this into the world, like the secret. Like, let's put
no,
it out there.
I don't want to share. I want it to be our thing.
Okay, then.
No, tell the people.
There's an app.
There's an app. It is called Marco Polo.
It's fucking amazeballs.
It's basically, it's called the walkie-talkie app, because it's basically, instead of texting
it's
a message,
just
like you just
a
like
a simpler version of Snapchat, I feel like.
No, and it's like a one-to-one or groups.
A group. Yeah.
Right. You can do groups, or you could do like private messages, but there's no like public like timeline.
Yeah. And no, yeah.
And your messages don't disappear. Which, by the way, the best message you've ever sent me was the one last night when you realized that you first of all, that you didn't have light was amazing, because it was just like a black screen and whispers. And then the one where I'm like, there's a night vision filter, and you're like, oh my God.
I just, my one complaint with Marco Polo is I don't like any of the filters. They don't have, well, they need to add Marco Polo people. I'll only charge you 10% for this this consultation. Please add some kind of flattering, pretty filter, because there is none right now.
My one complaint with Marco Polo is that like every 5 videos you send or receive, they ask you to fucking review them. So then finally today I got pissed and I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to review you, but you're only getting 4 stars because you're thirsty as fuck. And then in my review, I was like, I need more filters, and you need to stop fucking asking me to review your shit. So
I hate the fact that, like, when I try to Marco Polo, if I try to do the video from the bottom, I'm always like, oh, I got like 4 chins. Hold on. I need to angle up my video, and it depends.
Have you never seen me before I do it? You were in the car with me. You saw me do it. I look at myself and I like prep. First, you can't just go into that shit blind, Christy.
Well, but it depends who I'm talking to. Like, when it's the group.
No, that's the problem.
Speaking of the group,
that's the problem. The problem is that you can't ever get caught off guard. You have to always be on your toes, and you have to always be prepared, because you never know who's going to look at your shit. So you have to always look perfect.
If I show you
one thing that my grandmother, not the one thing, but the most important thing my grandmother taught me is you have to always be on your shit.
You would die if you saw the video that I sent Vanessa either this morning or last night. When was the oh my God?
I don't remember.
I think it was about your order.
We had so many.
It was about your order.
So. You guys are messaging each other without me?
Yeah. Well, fuck I you. Messaged her about LuLaRoe stuff.
Fuck you.
Okay. She sent me a message.
I'll send them to you too if you want, but it's a
she
lot.
Sent me a message about LuLaRoe, about her stuff, about an order she made. And literally, it was such a bad angle, but it's just like chubby fat face of mine going, oh
but
my God.
You guys even notice, like, in the morning when I have like no makeup on and my hair is crazy, like I still like put myself like a little bit together. Like you can't.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I always try to like make sure I look good before I press record. But my favorite was last night, because last night I finally watched Descendants 2, but I kept sending her messages like with my reactions to stuff, and at one point I thought I had pressed stop.
Oh yeah.
I just put the phone down and it was recording the ceiling.
Yes.
It was kind of, I was like 2 or 3 times too. It wasn't like, just okay. Once.
It was like twice. But and then at one point it was like getting late.
Oh, and my battery died too.
Yeah. And then at one point it was getting late at night, and I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go to. So I messaged her. I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. Nathan fell asleep in my bed, so I can't Marco Polo from bed. So I'm just gonna go. And then I messaged her again in the complete darkness. I found my headphones, so I can still message you. And then Vanessa has to message me back, you know that there's like a night filter so that you can actually see people. So my messages to Vanessa are literally in the dark, which
they're so great. And I like that they don't delete, because then you can go back and look at
look
them.
At this. Do you see these like purple like night vision?
Wait, I need to find.
Shh.
I paused it.
Don't tell them. That's like secret stuff.
I need to find. No. I'm looking for the one.
The oh my God.
Here's the first one. The one where you were in the dark.
This is totally me. Don't be scared. I'm in bed. There is no flash on this thing.
Nice. So then I start laughing and I'm like, oh my God, I love you. And I kept talking about the movie. So she sent me another message in the dark.
And then I responded to her.
You know, there's a night vision filter for when you have no light. That's the one that I did the other day that scared you. This one.
And then Chrissy's response.
Oh my God.
I laughed so hard last night. I had to pause the movie. Like, I was like, this girl. Like,
I didn't know there was night vision options. But yeah, so that was basically the entire weekend, which, by the way, kudos to your cruise line that you were on.
I was on Royal Caribbean. I'll say it. I was on Royal Caribbean. I was on Allure of the Seas, and that shit is fucking amazing.
Because they had massively amazing Wi-Fi, because you were able to, like, talk to us the entire time.
I did. Well, I mean, usually, before we had kids, when we would cruise, I'm like, I'm not going to pay for the Wi-Fi, because that's $100 that I could spend on drinks, or I could spend on an excursion, I could spend on anything else. I don't want to spend that $100 on internet. I don't want the internet. I want to be away from everybody. Like, I'm on vacation, but now with the kids, I need to keep in contact. I need the internet. So if I have the internet, I'm going to talk to my friends.
How much is the Wi-Fi?
I think it was like...
Is there here?
No.
A child just made noise. Let me pause real quick. I'm gonna go check on what the fuck just happened. Please hold.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Conversation. Let's... And we're back. Sorry about that pause. I had a sleepwalker on my hands, and Nary got lost in Target, like the rest of us do. So he is not immune to the powers of Target.
And then he tried to change a light bulb.
He did try to change a light bulb, and we had like a rock concert moment where we all had to turn our flashlights on for him.
We will share a photo.
yeah. It's a little blurry, but we'll share it. Whatever. Yeah, so we were just talking about now, like, watching our husbands do repairs or like
attempt to do
I was trying to be nice. Attempt to do repairs around the house. And what were we talking about? You were saying something.
Well, no, like, Chrissy.
Well, because like Jeff's not afraid of heights, but he's like cautious. So we have like super high vaulted like ceilings, not vaulted ceilings. It's
it's
vaulted ceilings.
Vaulted, that's what they're called.
And that's his office, which has like 8,000 freaking collectibles and signatures and all that stuff. So we had to take one down for the convention, and he brings in the ladder, and like he puts this like huge ladder up, and then like when he like secures the ladder and closes the things on the side, so it's like in position.
Is he calling me? No. Did you call me?
They don't fit.
Okay, real quick backstory. Nary bought light bulbs because we needed to change the lights in the office. Because if you caught the Geekmore live video from yesterday,
the unboxing,
you couldn't see shit because the lights are not bright enough in here. So he went to Target. That's why he went to Target to buy lights without checking what kind of light bulbs fit in this light fixture.
Yeah, because they're no longer the
screw kind,
regular ones.
They're the prong kind, so he bought the wrong kind of light bulbs.
Yeah. So so Jeff puts the thing there, and then like he had planned, he's like, oh, come so that when I go up the ladder, you can hold the ladder to make sure. And I'm like, okay. So he puts the ladder and he closes it and he like secures it. And I'm like, is it done? He goes, yeah. And I just like climb right up the ladder, grab the thing, and come back down.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you're going. Okay. He's like, I thought I was going to do it. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, it's way faster if I do it. Because there's no, like, actually cautiously up the stairs, because I have no caution whatsoever.
Right. It's, I mean, I'm not scared of a ladder.
I'm not scared of, like, heights at all. And, like, anytime, I was saying, like, even on, like, on a second story balcony, like, David has a panic attack. And, like, this weekend we were on the 12th floor. Like, I was leaning against the rail and I saw, like, when Jeff was sitting on the balcony and, like, I was leaning against the rail, I saw, like, the panic in David's face. He just didn't want to look like, he didn't want to look like a pussy in front of Jeff, which is probably why he didn't say anything. I am assuming.
Well, this is what happened to me, is that I used to be like you, like before having children, because fucking kids, bro. Before having children, I was all about give me the tallest floor, like give me the top floor, give me the penthouse. I will be on the 36th floor. I don't give a shit. Like, I love being up high. I like being able to see everything, like mountains. Like, I love all that shit. Like, whatever. I like being up high. It doesn't bother me. I had Sophie. And I think it was like her first 4th of July. We went to my aunt's apartment and she lived in Miami Shores. Mm-hmm. And she had the penthouse apartment. So she had the penthouse apartment. And I think it was like the, I'm really torn between 18 and 36. I don't remember which one it was, but it was, it's really high up there to the point where like, it's high enough that you could see all the way down to downtown Miami and all the way to downtown Fort Lauderdale from her apartment. I think it was downtown Fort Lauderdale. I may be exaggerating that one. But you could see all the way down to Biscayne from her apartment. So, and like, you could see like fireworks from everywhere. So that's why we would spend 4th of July there, because we would hang out in the pool during the day, have a barbecue downstairs, and then at night for the fireworks, we'd go up to her apartment. She had a huge wraparound balcony and we would just watch like all the fireworks from her apartment. We went for Sophie's first, it wasn't her first, we went for whatever reason, we were there, and we went up to the balcony. I took two steps out onto the balcony and I was holding Sophie, and I just saw, like, in my mind, I just saw Sophie going over the balcony, and I was like, nope, no more balcony for me. And apparently Neri has that same fear now. Like, when we took Sophie on our cruise right around the time she turned one, and he more so than I was like terrified of her tumbling down the stairs or like falling off, like falling over the side of the ship. And I'm like if she was walking, I'm like, there's no way that if a one-year-old's walking that she's gonna go over the side of a ship, because it's just too tall. Like, it's too tall for a grown-up to like try to really hoist themselves to sit on the edge. People can, but it's really not comfortable to do so. So like, there's really no way for Sophie to go overboard on a ship. But I learned that he and I have that same fear now. But before Sophie, I loved heights, and now I'm like, nope. I go even without Sophie, I go on the balcony and I just picture her falling over, and I'm like, no, I don't want to be out here. I just don't want to be out here. I need to be inside. So I can kind of see why David doesn't like them.
See, I have Nathan anywhere near.
What the fuck is happening outside?
There's a lot of noise.
I have Nathan nowhere near balconies yet. I'm not driving him to the emergency room. So I'm okay with that.
But Sophie, the first time that I was in my aunt's apartment that was super high, Sophie wasn't on the balcony. She was inside sleeping in my aunt's room. I was outside. And I'm like, I don't like it out here. I don't want to be out here. I want to be inside. Like, this is scaring me. And I was never like that before. So I'm assuming the baby is what changed it.
Well, I will tell you that there is a little piece of me that... Sorry. Sorry, I just Ashley Simpson to myself.
Are you falling asleep?
No. I'm just listening to you.
That couch is evil.
Yeah.
Trust my face, you guys.
There is a little piece of me that doesn't want to go on a cruise with the kids, with Nathan yet, because I have that fear in my head. Mm-hmm. Because there's like so much that could, like there's just so much open space.
But at the same time, I also kind of feel like you could kind of put that scenario, like there's so much that could happen with like anywhere.
I don't have that, like anything could happen.
It could be like, if you really wanted to think about it, like you could walk to the Publix that's across the street from your house and like get hit by a car, you know. It's like, it's not,
it, I don't know, I get that, but like I'm like, the only thing I'm like you could try to like jump off. Like it might be in my mind.
No, like my fear, my crazy, okay, so Sophie, my kid's pediatrician, when you are in the waiting room, they're on the third floor, so it's not like crazy high. But the waiting room has a floor to, like, it's like a, it's a huge 6 window. To 8 yeah. feet wide floor to ceiling window, like literally floor to ceiling window. And actually the newborn exam room also has the same window, but you're in there with a newborn, so it's not so scary. But I've had moments with Sophie, more so with Sophie than with Oliver, but Sophie actually took her first steps in that office. Her very, very, like, she took like 2 steps, so I don't really count them as her first steps, because she was like holding the window and then she like kind of turned around, took a step and a half, and like touched a chair. But when she would, when she, especially when she was that small, when she would put both hands on the glass, I was just like, the glass is just gonna pop out. Like, she's so strong that the glass is just gonna pop out.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize you gave birth to Superman.
Yeah. But like, that's the kind of stuff that would just like run through my head unprompted. Like, I was not scared of heights. I still want to go skydiving. Like, I want to do that. But like, seeing her close to the edge, again, I am not as bad as Neri. Like, he is way worse than I am in that sense. But like, I would see Sophie like put all her weight against the glass, and I'm like, God forbid, freak shit happens. My window got, like, we had a brand new Acadia the first summer that we had it. 2 windows shattered just from the heat. Like, nothing happened to them. They just shattered. Like, just, it was just too hot, and they went, fuck this, and they shattered. So I, like, crazy shit happened. Like, you just don't know what could happen. So like, I have those, and I know that other moms have them too, like crazy anxiety and irrational fears and stuff. Like, I know that what I'm thinking is 0.000% chance of it actually happening, but I'm like, no, she's just gonna touch it and the window's just gonna fall.
Oh no, but that's the thing, like, you have these like ridiculous ideas as a parent that I don't think I ever thought about.
No, never.
Like, never. There's like random things with Nathan, like the thought of doors, the importance of doors in your life. Like, my child now, I have to be a little bit more cautious, but to me, like, though we have like 2 locks and like it's pretty high up, I'm like, my child is tall. My child is not a 6 foot tall man,
right?
But I'm pretty sure he could open the door.
Yeah,
because I feel that he can like reach to like the top locks and just like, because,
well, we installed, like, after when Sophie first started walking, we installed just like simple little top locks, more to keep Sophie in than to keep people out, because if you pull it hard enough, it'll probably pop off.
Yeah, that's like our thing too.
It's to keep Sophie in. The other day I went to get the mail, and I come, like, and usually if I leave the kids inside and I run to get the mail or put the garbage out or whatever, I take my keys with me because I know they can reach the lock. That way I can unlock
the door. Sometimes you lock yourself out, okay? It's not like it's happened to me.
Oh, I'm not throwing shade at you. We all know that Stephanie locked herself out. It's been recorded. But like, I'll sometimes take my keys with me. So I took my keys with me this one time, and I come back and the door's locked. So I unlock the door. Homegirl had locked the top lock. So I know.
Again?
No, this is that one time that it happened.
Oh, I was like, wait, this happened again?
No. It's the no. I got mad enough that she knows that she's not supposed to touch that lock. But yeah, like, I know that she can reach it. Like, she has figured out how to move things around so that she can get tall and lock and unlock that door. So, like, yeah. It's like things that you don't, well, for example, Patty, a guest of the podcast, they had to change the doorknob on their front door. Now doesn't turn. They had to put the doorknob up high so that her son can't open the door.
My in-laws, when Sebastian was little, he would sleepwalk like Sophie, and they one time caught him like in the middle of sea walking trying to open the front door. So they had to change the front door to, instead of like, it's like one of those, it's not a knob, it's, I don't know what the, I can't remember the word for it now. I think it escapes me, but it's like the long, the handle. Yeah. The handle, they had to put it, instead of like turning down, they used to have to do it to turn up. And that's how you could
open it. So it's upside down?
So it's, yeah, it was upside down because he tried.
You don't expect that as much to go up.
Right. Right. And a sleepwalking 4-year-old is not going to
be able to do that. Yeah. And I've had Sophie too. Like Sophie has walked, I've watched her. Like walk into the living room and walk to the front door, and she just kind of like stares at the front door. So Nary as a child, he used to sleepwalk too, and around Sophie's age, they found him sleeping in one of their cars.
Jesus.
So he got out at some point in the middle of the night and got in the car and just fell asleep in the car. So Mahina, like,
and people wonder why mothers and parents are fucking stressed out. Yeah. Because we don't have to only worry about, like, keeping these little things alive. But we also have to worry about, like, what they could do to themselves.
While they're sleeping.
While they're sleeping.
While they're fucking sleeping. While they're sleeping is when they're supposed to be. Like, that's your break time because they're in their beds. Nope. Not anymore. That's why I think, like, those farm doors that are, like,
I really wanted it. Jeff wouldn't let me get it.
It's a Dutch door.
The Dutch door.
Yeah, we just ordered all new doors for the interior of our house. And I had told the girls that I wanted to maybe look into for Nathan's room to do the swing Dutch door so that he couldn't get out of the room, so we could also still look at him without having to put like a baby gate or anything. And the only words that come out of Jeff's mouth when I say this, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, because the kid's not going to try to go over the door." And now it's even a higher, like, air. And I go, shit. Because my kid would be the kid that, like, starts getting, like, books or stuffed animals or something and, like, pushes it towards the door, climbs, and then does, like, a flip over it.
We had, I mean, the same baby gate that we're using now with Oliver is the one we used with Sophie. And Sophie was younger than Oliver is now when she learned how to climb over it. And that's why we just took it down. But she knew to stay in her room. Oliver doesn't know to stay in his room, so baby gate for you, mother effa.
Yeah, Nathan doesn't really try to get out of his room. He's pretty good with like that. He'll just like sit in his bed and cry if he wants out. Like, you'll hear mama, mama.
No, Oliver stands there and he goes, Sophia. He doesn't even call me or Nary. Sophia. Sophia, quiero estar con tu. And then she comes and like Wonder Woman strength pulls the gate down, and Oliver gets out, and then they both come into my room.
He's not dumb. Mm-mm.
No, he knows, because he knows that I'll open the door and be like, "Go back to fucking bed," because he wakes up at 5:30 in the morning. So no, you go back to your bed. So he doesn't call me. He calls Sophie.
Yeah, Nathan.
I love when I hear. Sorry, I love when he starts calling her like super early in the morning, and if she's in my room, she'll go, "Oliver." So Oliver and Mimi, and she tells him the things that I would tell him, but eventually like he wears her down more than he wears me down, so he knows, and she'll go let him out.
You know, last night Nathan decided 3 a.m he had slept enough.
I don't know how you do it. Every time you and Jeff tell us those stories, I'm like,
one of the things, like, everybody's
I always like, El Señor La Cruz. You guys are my heroes. I don't know how you survive.
We just function well on little sleep. But like everybody's like, oh well, if he wakes up, just like ignore him or leave him in his room or he'll eventually fall back to sleep. I go, no, because he won't. And he starts to like wander the fuck around places. Mm-hmm. And like he tries to get out of his room, and if he's in his room, he gets out because he knows how to open the doors. Right. He knows how to knock down gates, you know, and if he's in our room, he's like, but the thing is, he doesn't want to, like, it's not that he wants to do things, it's he wants to go to the living room. And it's so weird because he doesn't want to go watch TV. He wants to lay down on the couch.
Like, to sleep on the couch?
Like, he'll lay down on the couch and then ask for, like, Cheerios, or can I have a banana, or can I have milk, or can I have this? And it's like 3 a.m. and he just wants to lay down on the couch. And then sometimes he'll ask for the phone or the iPad or to watch Diego on TV, you know. But like usually it's like, I want food,
right?
So it's like, it's the double edge because it's like, fuck, he's he's hungry. So it's like, shit. Because it's way easier to be like, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be like, mommy, I want banana, or I want Cheerios, or I want something. Like, I want food. And be like, no, no food for you. Stay hungry.
That's so awful. I always tell my kids, like, if you don't eat now, you're not going to eat later. And then I'm always like, if they wake up in the middle of the night asking for food, I'm going to cave. At least, like, I'll give them a piece of toast. And I...
No, I don't. I'm hardcore.
I
am hardcore. I will not.
I try.
I'll send that asshole to bed without anything.
I have sent Sophie to bed without anything. Oliver has never been... Sophie eats like a bird. Oliver eats like a grown-ass man. So, like, I tell Oliver, I'm like, if you don't eat now, you're not eating later. And eventually, he will eat. Like, yeah, I've never had Link, to send him to bed without
food. I tell Link the same thing. I've only had to do it, like, twice, but I tell him the same thing. And usually, he just plays around a little bit. And then, like, once we stop pressuring him to eat, he'll start eating. So, it's normally just... He did it last night. And we went to Cracker Barrel with my mom and David. Oh,
I know. I'm like, I kind of want more wine.
Let me see. Keep talking. Let me see if I have another bottle.
Okay. We went to Cracker Barrel with my mom and I ordered him chicken fingers and french fries. And like he said, he had like 3 bites of a chicken finger. He said he didn't want any more. But then he was like putting a ton of ketchup on his plate and for the french fries. And like he just stopped eating and he was playing with his food. And we were like yelling at him. Not me so much, but like my mom gets really, I guess, like, gets like loses patience. I guess it's like an aging thing. You get older and you have less patience. I understand it. I don't have as much patience at 31 than I did when I was 21. But anyway, we'll see how this works. But she was she yelled at him at some point. She was like, "Stop with the ketchup!" And I'm like, "Just like leave him alone. Like he's not making." She's like, "He's gonna make a mess." I'm like, "Well, he hasn't yet, so relax. Like it's okay." My mom and I are very different. She's very, like, clean and neat and OCD, and I'm a little bit more, like, let a kid be a kid. Like, my mom didn't let me play with Play-Doh or have an easy bake oven, like, because they made too much of a mess. Like, I'm not like that. So, eventually, after, like, a couple of minutes of us just leaving him alone and, like, just not having pressure on him, he started eating. So...
Yeah, we've started that one thing that we've realized, like, because his, you know, of course, he's a three-nager, and his favorite word is no. So I'll put, okay, we'll put food in front of him, and his first things, it's like, yesterday I put down spaghetti, because we had spaghetti and meatballs last night for dinner. And first words out of his mouth as I put down the spaghetti is, I don't like spaghetti. I'm like, you're a filthy, filthy liar. And... I know that you love spaghetti, so shush. Of course, I don't like say all these things to him, but good. Okay, good. So we have more wine.
Yeah. Sexy, sexy sound.
So he
A little bit.
So he goes, oh, I
don't have to drive.
He goes, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm like, okay, so every day, it's every single day, whatever we put in front of him, I don't like it.
Oliver's the same.
And then Jeff will say, or my mom will be like, oh, but you have to. And I'm trying to give him, like, just leave him alone. Don't even touch him. Put the food there and he will eat it. And he eats it. So the thing is, he's eating.
Right.
He eats lunch at school every day. He eats breakfast before school. He eats his snacks. He'll, as soon as he comes home from school, he eats snacks. And then he eats dinner. But for some reason, and it's not every single night, but a lot of nights he'll wake up, excuse me, at like 3 a.m., after we give him his medication, and he's like, I want this, I want that. And we're like, oh. I'm like, okay, you want Cheerios? I'll give you Cheerios, whatever, because I feel bad. But like, and that's the other thing. I'm like, I think this is one of the reasons why I just deal with it, is because I know that it's hit or miss with his meds. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I give him his meds and he goes right back to sleep. But then if he's...
Is it the meds that make him sleepy?
No, that make him...
They make him awake, yeah.
Like, that's why we give it to him in the middle of the night.
They make him awake.
They make
guys,
him awake.
The wine is hitting.
Yeah. They make him hyper, which is one of the reasons why, this is one of the reasons why we made him, I didn't do this. One of the reasons why they made him do, he used to take his meds at like 7:30 in the morning. And I noticed he would be a little bit too hyper in the mornings and in school when we dropped him off and stuff. But now, so if he wakes up or, you know, he's like a little bit like, well, he's still in diapers in the middle of the night. So we'll change. I like to change out his diapers in the middle just because to be on the safe side because he leaks. And like at 3 or 4, we'll give him his meds. And like if he's asleep, he stays asleep and it's fine. But if he's a little bit awake and we give him the meds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, he's just like wired. A ball of energy.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to tell him, like, go the fuck to sleep. But you know that it's not
all Oliver, all the time.
It's a book. It's okay to say it.
Yeah.
As adults, listen, mama's out there. It's okay to say it.
You can curse at your children.
It's okay when you don't do it to them, that when they don't, they can't repeat the word. When you call
them a bitch behind their back, it's totally,
okay. Totally, and when you say go the fuck to sleep, you can say that. You just can't say that when they can repeat the words.
Yeah.
So if you're like, if they're in another room and you're like, go the fuck to sleep, that's totally acceptable.
Yes.
Go to sleep in front of their face is a different story.
Go to sleep.
Exactly.
It's actually go the fuck to sleep.
We know that. You just sounded like the chick from The Incredibles, the little designer. Oh,
I love her. I was gonna say something and I forgot.
What if I got?
I forgot. But,
yeah, so I'm used to it, and like sometimes like he'll want to watch either TV or he'll just want to just eat Cheerios and then go back to sleep. So I don't really stress about it. Last night he went to sleep back to sleep like at 5.
But yeah, you and Jeff are my heroes when you tell me that he woke up at 2:30 in the morning and then he stayed up till 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, I don't know how you do that and still function. And you guys go to work. Like, you go to real office jobs. Like, if Oliver and Sophie were to do that to me, I can dump their asses at daycare and then go home and take a nap. Like, you guys don't have that luxury. So I'm like, I am in awe of you two. So,
well, like Jeff, like today, after work, like I was like, okay, because we're gonna go record and this and that. He goes, okay. He goes, don't be home too late. Remember, he didn't sleep too well yesterday, so in case he's listened to it again, we need sleep because we like try to like tag team.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Like you got like. I mean, I think I've talked about it before when we first had Sophie, Neri and I came up with the schedule because he was working an office job and I was home because I had gotten laid off from my job while I was pregnant. So I was a stay-at-home mom. So if it was like after 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't wake him up. Like it was my turn. But anything before that, then he would have to get up and do whatever it is that the baby needed. So yeah, so I get it. Like tag teaming, taking turns, like you need to, because you at some point you do need to sleep as much as you can function on 3 hours. Like at some point your body's going to be like, bitch, take a nap.
Yeah, like more than not, like I used to be the one, cuz I would like, Jeff was okay, really Steph, shitty.
Don't laugh into your mic. It's fine.
Sorry. Like I'm just reading stuff.
Oh, like Jeff, okay. Sorry for boring you with our conversation.
No, Selena's brother is apparently like wanted in Texas, and this is like a big deal.
AB
Quintanilla. Like, yes, AB is wanted.
What is AB doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to read.
Oh, okay.
You find out, and then we come back to you.
Okay. Well, while she's doing that, I feel awful because last time that I posted, like, what do you guys want us to talk about? Somebody answered us, and we didn't see it until like 3 days too late. So this was on Instagram. So at Boredom Susie, we totally apologize for missing your comment. I know one of us was responding to you on Instagram. The travel? Yeah, after the fact. So basically she asked us, she said, currently traveling in Guatemala, visiting family with a toddler. Any tips, tricks, or advice, either here or on the plane?
Drug him.
Dad stayed home due to work, so it's just us. Sincerely, panicking mama. And I feel awful.
Drug him.
That she was panicking.
Benadryl.
And we didn't answer her.
We're terrible friends. I'm so sorry.
For real, like, bow bow to the three of us that we did not see this in time. So I do want to answer now. I think we have talked about this in the past. I do remember us talking about people making like the goodie bags for other people on the plane. Is that Nary's? No, that's a battery.
No, it's a battery. But yeah, like, and the first thing I told her on the thing, my first statement, besides tips or tricks or anything, was remember above all else, he's a kid. Right. And you are doing your best. Right. So everybody else can go fuck interesting. Themselves.
He's got an arrest warrant for contempt of court and non-payment of child Boo. Support.
Wah, wah.
It's but nothing interesting. He didn't murder anybody.
Yeah, but like,
it wasn't like a DUI that like took down like a farm or something.
Yeah. No. He just didn't pay his child support. He's just a deadbeat dad.
Boo.
Come on, AB. All right, yeah, so let's go back to.
It's not like you don't have money, bro.
Okay, let's go back to Susie.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, but like my first statement above everything else, like what you can do, what you can't, is just remember these three things. They're a kid. So they're going to do what they want to do.
Right.
You're doing the best you can. So, and this leads into number three, fuck everybody else.
Yeah. Neri and I actually had that conversation today because we went to a movie at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. on a Tuesday. And while we were waiting in line to buy our tickets because it was $5 Tuesday. So not only are we going to a movie on a Tuesday, we're getting the cheap tickets. There was a mom in front of us with a toddler, probably around the boy's age, maybe closer to Oliver or even a little bit younger. And he was just like full meltdown mode. The mom looked at me at one point and I just smiled at her. Like not one moment did it like cross my mind to be like, that kid's a dick. Like, it was 1:50 in the, it was 1:50.
It was nap
clearly
time.
Nap time. Either he's missing it or it's about to be his nap time. And then I heard her talking to the customer service lady, and she was trying to get a refund for her ticket because he was just losing his shit in the movie theater. And kudos to her for getting up and leaving. And she was with her other kid. She did have another kid and another adult with her, and the other adult stayed with her older child to watch the movie. And she took the one having a meltdown out of the theater. So kudos to her for doing that. And the kid just, it was like, we were standing in line for a good 10 minutes. And finally, when Neri and I got our tickets, went to get popcorn, Neri looked at me, he goes, that kid was kind of a dick, right? And I'm like, babe, he's probably just tired. Like, he was just tired. Mm-hmm. Like, he was around 2 years old. It's probably nap time. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe he was overstimulated by the movie. I think they were actually watching the Emoji Movie. And so, like, we had this whole conversation, and he was like, no, but the kid's a dick. And I'm like, maybe because he's crying, like, he may be a spoiled kid and that is a possibility, but the mom did everything right. Like, she was when we got there, he was already having a meltdown. It wasn't like the meltdown started after we got there, so God knows how long his meltdown was going on. And mom was already in just fuck you, I am ignoring this shit now. And he was like, oh, but she didn't even try to reason with him. I'm like, maybe she already did that. Like, we already came in at the tail end of the, like, he finally calmed down when she started, like, fixing her ticket. She finally, like, he was already calming down at that point. And I'm like, you don't know. Like, we weren't there. We weren't in the theater. She came out of the theater. So he's been acting up for a while now. And he was like, oh, but she didn't try to reason with him. I'm like, she probably already went through all of that. Already tried and it's not working, so she took him out and she's not going back to the movie. She's taking her kid out to not distract other people, because I'm sure that it's summer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's other kids in there, and I'm sure, I mean, probably not the quietest theater, but if her kid's running around, like, I was listening to her talk to him and she was like, when we're in the theater, it's not just you, it's, this movie is not just for you, it's for everybody, you know, you need to be quiet. And he was just not having it. Like, he was melting down.
If he has, if he's, you know, the kid could have sensory issues.
Right.
The sound could have been too loud for him. He could be having a meltdown. He could be having a, like...
I kind of want to be that mom that goes to the movie theater right here by me. And be like, when you guys have, like, middle of the day kids movies, they should lower the volume and turn the lights up a little bit. Just a little bit.
There is...
They do sensory
viewings on movies. Saturday yeah. mornings. Like,
but they should do it...
And like, not everywhere.
They don't do it everywhere. I've read about it on Facebook, but I have yet to come across a theater that does
I think the Regal... Place. The Regal does it, too.
The
I
one
think,
in Kendall?
Yeah. I think they do it on Sunday mornings.
Well, I've never seen it, like, advertised
it's
anywhere.
It's not very...
But I kind of want to talk to these people to see if they do... If they do that. Not that my kids need it, because thank God my kids don't have noise and light issues. But Patty's daughter, Lena, she doesn't like loud sounds. And she doesn't... It's not really like a huge like sensory overload issue. She just doesn't like loud sounds.
My niece doesn't like loud sounds either. My niece, like, she's five, and to this day she'll still like put her hands over her ears if something is too loud for her.
Yeah, so. Yeah, like, Lena's like that too. And I know that it's not like... it's not a huge issue, but she just doesn't like that sound. So she doesn't like going to the movies.
Yeah, like, that's what we haven't tried yet with Nathan. One, I don't think he'll sit no matter what, but also because I don't know how he would react, because sometimes he, if things are too much stimulation, he actually reacts the opposite. So that's why, like, when there's a kid screaming or something, like, you don't know what the kid's going through. Like, Nathan is not the kid that, you know, like, everybody always, when you take a kid to a birthday party or you take a kid to an event or something, and the kids are running around like crazy people, and it's all good. Oh, and like, people are running around like crazy, and everybody's like, oh, this kid's gonna crash tonight, and they're just gonna pass out. 9 times out of 10, Nathan is the complete opposite.
Right.
When he is overstimulated and runs and jumps and goes crazy all day,
right,
when I try to put him to bed, he may go to bed, but then he is tossing and turning and screaming, and
that, those are the noises. Same nights that Sophie has a night terror.
Yeah.
Oliver sometimes has them. He is nowhere near as sensitive to it as Sophie is. But when Sophie has an overstimulated day, forget it. Like, when we go to not now so much, she's a little bit older, but when she was Oliver's age and we would go to Disney, guaranteed at least 3 night terrors, at least. But there was one time she had like 5 or 6 in one night. Jesus. And they last a good 10 minutes is not an exaggeration. Not anymore, thank God. But
yeah, that's why, like, so I try to, like, when kids like go and have meltdowns, I think, like, the biggest thing is that we have to understand that they're not, you know, the kids not being a dick, the parents not always being a dick about it. Like, it just could be like they've gotten to that point, or mm-hmm. that's how they have to react to their kid, because some kids, you know, they're just, they need to go through the experience. It's not that the parent doesn't care, the parent, like, you haven't seen what the parent is doing. As far as getting back to our mom and on Instagram, like, when you're out with your kid and it's just you, I can't say rely on other people, because people are dicks. But, you know, sometimes hopefully there's somebody out there that'll help you, you know, carry a, like, bring down a bag from the overhead, or at least, you know, be understanding. And, like, I wish we could, like, really, as moms or as, like, people that are, like, if, listen, if you're not a mom and you're listening to our podcast, take away from us that if you see somebody struggling with a kid, don't judge the mom. Just, you know, give her a happy, like, a friendly smile, and just, like, give her the time to deal with what she's dealing with.
Right.
Maybe offer help. She may not even take it, because nobody's going to, like, hand you their kid.
Right.
But, you know, like, just, like, as long as you're not being the, well, that kid or blah, blah, you know, they don't need that. They know. We know. When my kid loses his shit places, mm-hmm. I know what's going on. I know you're looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? Or what a sucky mom she is because she can't control her kid. But, you know, when I look up and, like, the first thing I do whenever I see a kid, like, having a meltdown, is I look at the mom and I give her, like, a face of, hey, we've been there. I know it. You know, more power to you. It's like, I kind of, like, sometimes when we're out and you see, like, a kid having a meltdown, you kind of want to do the, like, the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Like, three finger salute. Like, we're with you. I understand.
Yeah, that's why I smiled at this lady today, because, like, I could tell that it was taking all of her willpower to not, like, pick this kid up and just shake him and tell him to shut the fuck up. And, like, she looked at me and she had the smile on her face, like that, oh my God, I'm so sorry smile. And I just, like, gave her a big smile, like, I get it. You know, so,
like, I wish that there was, like,
we need to stick together as moms. I'm sorry. Like, if your kid is melting down on a plane, you need to remember that you were there once. Like,
and if you're not a parent, FYI.
Shut the fuck up.
No, FYI, you were a kid.
Exactly. You did that to your mom.
Maybe you were a dick.
You probably
the only
dick.
Thing that's worse than, like, being, my mom has always said this. My mom has always said this. My mom's retired from the airlines, so, like, we've grew up flying constantly. And my mom, whenever we saw a baby, and, like, when we were kids, it didn't matter. But as we got older, like, a baby on a plane is, like, annoying. Like, nobody denies that. Like, I haven't, my kid has been on a plane, but not with me. He's only ever traveled on a plane with my parents. So, but I've, you know, my mom always told us the only thing that's worse than being with a baby on a plane is being the parent of the baby on the plane.
Yeah, because I mean, okay, so I have, Sophie has flown a few times, and as she gets older, obviously it gets easier. Oliver has only flown twice. And it was the same, the Sophie's first and second flight were exactly the same as Oliver's first and second flight. The first, just reversed. Sophie's, it was the same. Sophie's first flight to North Carolina, it's like a 2.5-3 hour flight. She was wired because I told, somebody was like, oh, give her Benadryl, it'll make her sleepy and she'll fall asleep. But we picked a 9 o'clock flight way past her bedtime so that she would sleep. So we gave her Benadryl to help her sleep, and all it did was make her hyper.
Yeah.
But she was happy hyper. She wasn't upset. Like, she was just, it was me, my mom, and my brother. And Sophie was traveling as a lap child. She was like one, I think. So she was just like hopping from lap to lap to lap to lap to lap. Like, she was just like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, just unhappy. She was in a good mood. She wasn't crying. She didn't cry not once. So it wasn't awful. It
and
was
2 hours is easy to
entertain
her.
Especially between three people. Like, with three adults, like, she sat with me, she sat with my mom, she sat with my brother, she came back to me, she sat with my brother, she came back to me. And then, like, she started like waving at people all around us, and people were waving at her because she was behaving just fine. Then, on the way home, she was starting to get an ear infection, so the pressure was bothering her. She cried almost the entire 2 hour flight. And I just felt so terrible. Every time I got up and I turned around and I looked at everybody, I was like, I am so sorry that she's crying. I know it's annoying, but I just, like, I felt uncomfortable that I'm like, I am annoying all of these people. And the lady next to us, super nice. Like, she tried to play with Sophie and she did entertain Sophie. Like, she was sitting on my mom's lap, and the lady next to my mom, like, kind of entertained Sophie for a good, like, maybe like 20 minutes. Sophie stopped crying, and then Sophie's like, fuck you. And she started crying again. And that was that. And then the same thing with Oliver, his first flight to North Carolina. Perfect. He sat happily. He fell asleep. Great. On the way home from North Carolina, he was not having it. He didn't want to sit with Sophie. He didn't want to sit with me. He didn't want to sit with Neri. He didn't want to sit anywhere. He wanted to cry. He wanted to stand. He wanted to walk around. He was just like done. Like, he was over it, not having it. And I mean, I feel bad for him crying, but what can I do? Like, if nothing I'm trying to do to fix it is working, like, there's really nothing I can do. And I'm totally sorry about that. And I don't like those parents that give, like, goodie bags to people because they're traveling with a kid. Like, no. I paid the same amount of money to be here as you did. My kid paid the same amount of money to be here as you did. I'm sorry he's crying, but he's a kid.
Yeah, and, like, I think that's the thing, that, like, those, like, goodie bags and things like that, like, that's,
I mean, it's a nice thought, and if you have the time and you're willing to put in the money and the effort to do it, great, good for you. I'm not going to poo-poo on your idea, but I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, and, like, my only issue with that is that, like, you're making an excuse already for your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, give the kid the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Like, maybe the kid's gonna have a good flight. You never know. And you're already, like, expected that way. And by doing that, I kind of feel that, like, you're already telling people, my kid's gonna be a dick.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be aware that your kid is there. They may not even realize that your kid is there if your kid just, like, falls asleep, or your kid, you know, is in a good mood. Or, and
2 years ago, so Sophie was 3.5. I flew with her to North Carolina.
Yes.
Because we were going to my cousin's wedding. It was just me and her, and Ari stayed home with Oliver. Did not make a peep on the way there or on the way back. And on the way back, we had a connecting flight. So she had two flights that day. Not a sound. I packed her iPad. I made sure it was fully charged. She had headphones, like the over-the-ear headphones. She watched her movies. Her movies didn't even bother anybody. She sat by the window so she could see out the window, and she had her iPad. Silence. The lady came by, Mama, what kind of juice do you want? Oh, apple juice? She wants apple juice. That was it. And because she was like 3.5, I'm like, let's put a pull-up on her so I don't have to take her to an airplane bathroom. Silence. But I made sure, like, I came prepared. She had her own little backpack with her iPad, with a coloring book and crayons, with a toy that she likes, and a new toy. So she had like a surprise in her backpack, and she and plenty of snacks. She had goldfish, she had gummies, she had like all her stuff that she likes, plus whatever the airplane had. So 2.5 hour flight, she handled it pretty well. And she's definitely a good traveler. But Sophie's a kind of a laid back kid. She's dramatic when she wants to be. But she is kind of a go with the flow kid. So I can't really complain about her. I haven't really traveled with Oliver recently, so.
And Nathan's like 50-50.
Well, in the car, Oliver's fine.
Yeah, in the car, Link is fine. Like, when he was a baby, the first time we took him to Disney, he slept most of the way up, but then most of the way back, he, like, cried, like, probably for a good 2 hours, but he was, like, 6 months old. But since then, like, 9 times out of 10, he'll fall asleep, and then now that he's, and then when he's not asleep, like, we load a bunch of movies up on the iPad and just give him the iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nathan traveling as far as in a car, like, Nathan's great getting places.
Right.
Like, we took an entire trip from Miami to North Carolina when Nathan was, before he turned 2. And it was, we went Miami, we stopped in Savannah, then went to North Carolina, then back and forth like that. So 11 hours in a car, more or less.
That's like a long time. I did that with Sophie too when she was around 9 months old.
Yeah,
we did that drive.
Yeah, Nathan, like, we stopped overnight. We did we broke it into 2 days instead of just one, just to give him like a little bit of rest.
Yep, we did the same thing with
Sophie. And then on the way back, we stopped in Orlando and stayed there for 2 days to like really give him time to relax. But so traveling, iPad, coloring books, stuff like that, and sleep. It's when we get places that he can be a little dramatic because he's overly stimulated.
Right.
So we're working on it and he's getting better at it, but he's the kid that like, he's like, oh my God, that's awesome. I want to see it and I want to see it now.
Right. Cause it's new.
And then he wants to see it and then we're like, okay, come on, let's go. And he's like, no. I'm like, yeah, we got to go to this. And he goes, no. And he'll like, and you grab him by the hand and he'll like throw himself on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like the dick parent that like your kid's having a temper tantrum, but just like, I have, now we're learning. And like, it's all about learning.
Yeah. Kids. My biggest tip for traveling with kids, especially now that I have 2, is knowing your child. Like, I know that Sophie is happy when she has her Goofy. And when she has the iPad. And Oliver's all about the iPad too. So I might have to buy a new iPad. But they are all about like having their iPad. And like I know that they need to have their snacks. And I know which kid likes which snacks. So like you need to know your child. You need to know what distracts your child. Like when we did that drive, the Miami to North Carolina drive with Sophie, I was like, oh my God, like we were in Gymboree and she loved like some of the toys from Gymboree. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy a couple of them and I'm going to save them for when we're in the car. Like I packed her own little backpack. Homegirl was 9 months old. I packed her own backpack with all these new toys that she had never seen before. So I was like, you know what? She's going to love these toys because they're new and they're going to be super exciting because she's never seen them. She played with a water bottle with peanuts in it. That's what she played with.
Sounds proper.
I spent about $45 on new toys from Gymboree. And she played with an empty water bottle full of peanuts. Like, not full of peanuts, but with, like, a couple loose peanuts. So it was, like, a rattle. That's what she played with. And I'm like, could have saved myself $45. Like,
that sounds like every day at my house.
Yeah.
Like, they buy Nathan.
That reminds me of that Friends episode where Ross got mad at Rachel because her mom let her play with a bottle of antidepressants.
Yeah.
So it seems legit.
Yeah.
Now being on the other side of having children, totally legit.
Yeah, every time that like something is purchased for Nathan, like he looks at it for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And then the box is the
and then
thing.
It's like, oh, there's a plastic bag or there's a box or look, Nathan, here's this awesome new toy that I bought you. No, don't look at that. That's the box of your diapers that just came in the mail.
Yep.
Okay, so I take out the actual diapers from the box and now the box is the best toy in the world. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Lincoln today was playing with a box when I got home.
Yeah, so, but yeah, like, and you know, Nathan, like, you just learn. Like, Nathan, I've learned from, like, taking him to, like, museums and, like, and the parks and stuff like that. Because we've been taking Nathan to parks, theme parks, since he was like 6 months old. And I'm learning, like, now it's about keywords. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get, come on, let's go, this and that. I've somehow, like, the word next
right
has resonated. When we went to the Orlando Children's Museum, because he was like super like stimulated in the like first room that they had, and then he started crying when I was like, okay, let's go, there's more to see. And he was like not fucking having it, and I was like, no, Papa, look, next. And then he let me take him to the other room, kicking and screaming. And when he was there, he played, and then I was like, Papa, next. And I took him to another room, this time less screaming. So now whenever we go to the museum, or like we took him to the museum down here on Father's Day, I was like going from room to room, and I'm like, Nathan, there's next. And he goes, next, mommy? And he would run to the wherever we would go. So you need to like learn your kid, because like telling him let's go, he was like, no, go means go home, I don't want to go home.
Right It's all about learning, like, yeah, like you said, keywords, like what your kids will respond to.
Right.
So that makes sense. Like, I get it. Like, when you tell them, like, I tell Oliver, okay, his thing, like, he doesn't want to go to sleep. Like, his thing, like, mami, no quiero mimir, no quiero mimir. I don't want to go to sleep. So, like, I'll tell him, like, if we play it, if we go to the park or if we go to the pool or something, and, like, he needs a bath afterwards to get the chlorine or the sweat or the dirt or the paint or whatever the fuck. Like, he's dirty, he needs a bath. He usually equates bath time with bedtime.
Right.
Because usually it's dinner, a bath, book, and bed. Yep. Like, it's, that's the order. So I'll tell him, okay, Albert, vamos a bañarnos. Let's go take a bath. And he goes, no quiero mimir. I don't want to go to sleep. And I'm like, I didn't say anything about sleeping. I said bath time. We're going to take a bath.
The other day, yeah, we Link went in the pool like early in the day, and we came back, and I told him, I'm like, okay, we have to... And like, he doesn't know the difference between a nap and just like sleep, so he just calls it all a nap.
Right.
So if he takes, we took a bath, bathed him at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was like, no, take a nap, no, take a nap. I'm like, no, puppy, you don't have to take a nap right now. And he goes, no nap, no nap, mama. And I was like, well, it's because you're confused. I mean, I get it, it's knocking out your routine, but you know.
Yeah, because it's just a little bit different. Like, right. And we understand that taking a bath just means you're taking a bath. But because we've gotten our kids used to steps 1, 2, 3, and 4,
right.
If we're doing step 3, they know that step 4 is coming. So they're already, like, mentally preparing themselves for something that is not going to happen. So, Susie, all of this that we've said is basically just to tell you, know what your kid likes, know what calms him down, you know, and not just Susie, anybody that's traveling with your kid, know what the kid, just what they need. Like, you know what they need Monday through Friday, regular day-to-day basis. You just need to prepare for that for a flight
and or travel. If it comes to the point where, like, he's going to be on the flight and something bothers him, his ears are going to bother him, like, whatever, like, it is what it is. Like, there's, you know...
Yeah, nobody expects, and honestly, I think it's a bit asinine.
If people are assholes, like, just tell them to go fuck themselves.
Like, honestly, I think
it
is a bit asinine for people to think that kids aren't going to act like kids.
Exactly.
Like, it really is very, like, it's asinine. That's the only word that I can use to describe it, because I get it that there is, like, some people are like, oh, well, why do you take your kid? Yeah, look, listen. If you're taking your kid out to a 5-star restaurant for, like, a gourmet, like, dinner that's, like, this is, like, a hoity-toity place that, like, everybody...
I've taken Link to, like, a nice place.
No, but if you're going, like, and everybody's around there and your kid's acting like an asshole...
Well, occasions where I've only taken him on to very nice restaurants twice. One when he was like 2 months old and it was for David's birthday, and yeah, he was asleep the whole time. The second one, he was like a year and a half, and I just like brought a bunch of shit to like keep him entertained.
No, that's what I mean. Like, if you're taking the kid to like things like those places, like, first of all, 2 month old, not gonna do shit. And then a 1 year old, you know what your kid is gonna react. If your kid is calm in those paces, that's perfect. If your kid is acting up, your responsibility is to walk the fuck out.
Right.
Because you know that's not a place for them. Airplane.
Yesterday.
Everybody's got to travel.
Yeah. At Cracker Barrel yesterday, Link was acting like a little douche. And towards the end of the meal, David was just like over it. And he was like, I'm just going to take him outside. So, you know, that's like that. And we rarely have to do it. I think this is only like the second or third time that we've had to. David's actually had to get out of a restaurant with him. But.
Yeah, I've only had to do that once with Sophie. Yeah.
But look, when Sebastian was a terrible baby. He was super he was colicky as shit. He just wouldn't not cry. Like, he could not go more than half an hour without crying. And we would go out to eat every Sunday. Like, every Sunday we'd go have, like, a family lunch. And 9 times out of 10, my father-in-law or my mother-in-law had to walk out with him. So, I mean, again, you do what you got to do. You know, like, a plane, you can't escape it. And it fucking is what it is.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you're traveling with a kid, if you're taking them to an airline, if you're, like, well, there's nothing like it's the what kids aren't allowed on the plane. No, fuck you. Kids have just as much right there as anybody else. So you have to deal with it. That's what I'm saying. Like a fancy restaurant. Okay. People pay for an experience. If your kid is messing with somebody's $300 meal, you need to do the proper thing and, you know, take the kid away from the situation. So also people around you need to be aware of what's going on. If you're in a plane and the kid's being, you're not being a dick by letting the kid cry. You're in a plane. You can't go anywhere. Right. You're doing the best you can. If you're at Disney and your kid is having a meltdown in the middle of Disney and people are offended
every kid
or bothered,
has a meltdown in the middle
or people
of
are offended because your kid is like walking in line and like throwing himself on the floor or like stopping somebody from walking up a line or like slowing their ride down or something like that.
Right.
Well, you know what? Disney's for fucking kids. And that's what the whole point of going to Disney is, for a kid. So if you're offended by the fact that like a kid's throwing a meltdown in the middle of Disney, mm-hmm. It's fucking Disney.
Move along. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Like, keep you don't moving. Need to look. Dude, I think I've said it on this podcast before. Like, my favorite Disney memory that I have with Neri before we had kids.
Before
kids. Was in Animal Kingdom. We were walking to the Lion King show. And there was a couple, like, 5 steps behind us fighting. Like, mom and dad were mid-fight. Dad was walking, I think either behind them. I think probably
I love hearing
behind
parents
the mom.
Fight at Disney. It's like my favorite thing.
Love hearing kids fight. Like, these people are the reason why Neri and I have like set our own Disney guidelines. Like, knowing like, okay, the kids have been here for 6 hours, they're done, it's time to go. And that's why Neri has to like almost grab me by my hair and pull me out from watching the fireworks, because like I don't give a fuck and I'll stay and watch the fireworks. I don't care if they're crying. These two people are like why Neri and I have had so many discussions prior to having kids about how we were going to handle our kids at Disney. Because the mom was just so pissed at the dad, because she was like, he knows that he can't eat XYZ and that it gives him the shits and that he has to spend 45 minutes in the bathroom and we only have this much time. And like, as the whole family,
that sounds amazing,
like the dad is hearing her bitch about him, like, and the, I mean, the kids are all teens, so obviously bad words are really kind of okay around teens. Like, they're talking about all of this, like, she's just a steady stream bitching about her husband. And Neri and I are walking like in silence.
You know, Neri and you were walking just a little slower than you should
be. We totally were, because we wanted to stay with this family. And the two of us were walking in silence, not touching, because you like at this point that we're going to Disney together, we're still like in our lovey-dovey phase where we're like, let's hold hands, let's link arms, let's put our hands in each other's pockets. And so like we're
put your
still,
hand in each other's
like pockets? In each other's back
That's
pockets
awful.
Oh, I know
cringe.
But that's where we were at that time. So like, but we were like walking next to each other, like purposely not touching, because I was like, don't fucking touch me. Like, this is so uncomfortable. But I hadn't said anything, and we were just walking in silence because we were both listening intently to the argument. It wasn't even an argument because she was just like, no, she's venting. She was just like,
now as a old married lady, you're like, I get you,
girl.
I get you. Again, Hunger Games, three finger salute.
The three finger salute. Like, had I been a mom, I would have turned around and be like, girl, you talk high five.
They know that they take forever in the bathroom.
He knows. He knows that he should not have eaten that sour cream at lunch because then he spent an hour and a half in the fucking bathroom and he missed the fast pass. And like, so, like, that's what, like, we were sitting waiting for the Lion King show. So we're like, okay, so let's talk about this real quick because we have kids. And like, he and I, like, came up with a plan. From I don't even remember how what point of our relationship that was, like, between then and by the time we had Sophie and took her to the park. We're like, we know that kids have limited patience, and we know, and like, again, we're blessed that we are just a car ride away from Disney. Yeah. So it's yeah. not like the people that have to, like, plan for a year plus. You have to get on a plane.
Yeah, Disney for us is a weekend getaway. It really is.
It's a weekend getaway. It's like, and yeah. not even like a weekend getaway. It could be like, hey, you want to go to Disney tomorrow? Yeah, let's do it. And we could just pick up and go.
Right.
So, and then, like, we don't even live in Orlando. Like, if we lived in Orlando, I'm sure.
Oh my God, it would be so much worse.
Every other weekend.
UCF was my number one choice school because I seriously just wanted to get. Just to live in Orlando and
yeah,
just, like,
just to be able to be like right
I have
the
I have family it. Members of mine that live in Melbourne, which is like 45 minutes yeah. away, and like they
and
have annual passes. They have annual passes, and like they're my little cousin, like, her favorite thing in the world is the tacos from Mexico and Epcot, and like right. they'll just go for dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, if we lived in I'm 100% positive that if we lived in Orlando, we would go just to have breakfast at Ohana.
Right.
Or just, like,
well, we talked about this when we were talking about the whole job and my building closing.
Like,
and all
where
that
do
stuff.
You want to eat dinner? Oh, let's go to Magic Kingdom.
Well, then, like, I told you guys that, like, there's a possibility that we would go to Winter Haven.
Yeah, and I was and like, I will, like, be there every weekend.
You will not miss
Make
us.
Make sure you get a house that has a guest room because we will be there.
But yeah, like
we will carpool.
Yeah, but like, I think, like, that's the thing. Like, when you're also, like, you can't put it all on the parents. And, like, yeah, the parents, it's their responsibility to work on their kid and to keep their, not to work on their kid, but, like, to take care of their
but
kid.
But you can only do so much. You can only really do can. So
much. Work on your kid.
Work on your
Listen,
kid.
Listen, child, it is travel exercise time. Practice being quiet. You face the wall and just shut your there. Mouth.
And, like, the thing is, like, so when you're
Guys,
at,
drunk.
Yeah, when you're at locations like airlines and vacation spots, tourist destinations, stuff like that, you do your best. And that's why I say the first things to, was her name Susie?
Yes.
Yeah. So you do your best at the most you can to keep your kid happy. It's not always going to work. And everybody around you also needs to realize you didn't intend to put a child on a plane to have this child scream and cry. That wasn't your intent. So people need to realize, okay, well, she can only do as much as she can because she's on a freaking plane. Like, and that's why I said, like, if you're at a restaurant, you know, you have an opportunity to walk outside. If you're at the zoo, you know, like, things like that. Like, if you're at the zoo, if you're at a theme park, like, hey, I know that Disney is for everyone, but kids are going to be there. So you need to understand that, like, kids are going to have meltdowns and kids are going to, and you have to three finger salute to everybody around and just give them the, like, okay. And if you're going to a fancy restaurant and you see somebody with their kid, understand they're going to try their best to get the kid out of the situation. If you're in Guatemala visiting your family, you know, you're hopefully, like, just in family situations right. and stuff like that. So maybe there wasn't, like, a big public outing. I don't know. Maybe there was a wedding. Maybe there was some reason that you were traveling. You know, do your best. And if the kid loses it, if it's an environment where you can just grab the kid and, like, let them, like, lose their shit for a little bit, sometimes a kid just wants to fucking cry.
Yeah, but it's not just that they want to cry, but, like, as adults, we know how to, like, equalize the pressure in our ears. Kids don't know how to do that. And, like, if you're traveling with a small child, a baby, or even a toddler that still takes a pacifier, it's always recommended to have a pacifier bottle, yes. something for them to drink or eat, because that's what helps them equalize the pressure in their ears. Even though they don't know that's what they're doing, we know that's what they're doing. But like I said, Sophie's second flight ever, she was in the beginning stages of an ear infection, which
I
already knew that. Like, she was already taking antibiotics. Like, I already knew that she was in
But you had to come home.
I had to come. Exactly. I had to come home.
What are you going to do? Wait it out 3 days?
Exactly. It was after my grandfather had passed away. Like, we were there for, you know, we got there when he was in hospice, and we were there for when he passed away. So the funeral and all that stuff. And I was able to get extra time off of work because, you know, sadly he passed. But I had to, we had to come back to the real world. Had I not had a job at that point, I probably would have been like, fuck it. I'll just write it out. I'll write out the infection. But that's not, that's not feasible for people.
Well, and there's also like the cost involved in that. So sometimes you do have to travel with kids that are sick or cranky and not in a good mood. And that's actually 75% of having a kid.
No, but not even that. Like, sometimes you have to travel when you're sick or cranky or not in a good mood. Like, there, I recently got, like, in my On This Day memories of, like, on Facebook, like, shit that I posted years ago. Around this time, I love that too. Around this time, 2 or 3 years ago, I was in Illinois for training for work, and I was like posting, like, why the fuck am I in Wisconsin? Because there was a storm in Chicago, so the plane couldn't land. So that got rerouted to Wisconsin. So I was like in Milwaukee, and I was with a bunch of kids that were coming back from a mission trip in Nicaragua. So they were all like, fucking smelled like grajo up the ass. Like, it smelled awful. And there was like, when the plane is parked, there's no AC circulating. And I'm like, I know it's 30 degrees outside, but can we open the fucking door? Because I'm choking on grajo smell. And I was just not happy. And I'm a fucking adult. I was already a mom at that point. Like, I already had Sophie. And it was one of those things that I'm like, if there was a child on this plane, I could not fault them for having a meltdown. Like, there's, because if I had not had my phone and my earphones and I was listening to my music, I would have had a meltdown. Because I had asses in my face because people were like, you know what? I've got to stand. I need to stand because I've been sitting since Nicaragua. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, your stinky ass is, you're not like your stinky ass, like your person, like literally your butt, like you are ass cheeks are in my face because it's a fucking airplane. So there's no space and I'm smelling you because you haven't fucking showered in 18 hours and you're coming from a Central American country that's hot as balls all the time.
And let me tell you, airplanes
smell bad. I tell Nary all the time when he gets home from getting off an airplane, I'm like, dude, you smell like airplane. You smell like enclosed airplane. Please go take a shower. I don't like how you smell.
Which is why I don't understand. Like, I am not that old. I'm looking at you, Stephanie.
I haven't even said anything.
Like, I'm just, it's precautionary.
Do you still have your ticket from the Titanic?
Fuck. Like, I don't get, like, how the times when, like, people used to smoke in airplanes.
Oh, yes. My God.
And I'm not against, like, smoking, do you, boo. But, like, the aroma.
Yeah, it's a strong smell. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not like judging you. Smoke. Do it. But it's a very strong.
I don't. Scent.
That's even if you're smoking an ultralight, it smells. But very that's why I'm strong.
Like, I don't get like the time. Like, I don't understand how that was. And there's pictures of my company because the company that I work for has been around for fucking ever, and there's pictures of the early 80s. Like, I think early 80s, maybe even late 80s, of people at their desks with freaking ashtrays.
Yeah. Well, that's like one of the first things. Has everybody seen This Is Us, right?
Yes. I have. Yes. I'm caught up.
One of the first things in that first episode that
y'all need to know.
Spoiler alert for This Is Us.
Yeah.
One of the first things
the first,
that tipped me off to that first episode that it wasn't in our time was when they pulled away from the nursery and the police officer offers Jack a cigarette.
Yeah, in the hospital.
And I'm
in
like,
in front of them. Babies
in front of a nursery, and I'm like, wait a minute, this has to be like the 70s because there's no way that
there's
this
no
is,
way, like not even no in the way. 80s, there's no way that they're allowing smoking inside of a hospital.
But like, yeah, like so, I can't understand like the airplane smell in general. Like, I can't even fathom what they smell like. would it smell? It's just like somebody from outside.
Imagine, like, I know there's still some airports that have like a smoking room.
A lot of
I've been in those.
But
they smell. I haven't seen any of
those in the U.S., but I've seen those like overseas.
But like you can still,
Barajas Airport, which is in Madrid, has smoking sections.
I'm trying to remember.
In the airport, they're not even enclosed. It's just right. like basically like roped off with extensions.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Well, this week
we walked through the casino. And the casino,
clouds.
On cruises, half of the casino is non-smoking and the other half is smoking. And we happened to be walking through the smoking side of the casino. It was right before the lifeboat drill. So there was only maybe like a small handful of people. Honestly, it was probably like five people. I'm exaggerating if it's five. Like it could have been even less than five. It smelled awful. And it was five people. So. Yeah.
That's
a plane full of 200 people?
Not even... Yeah, I can't even imagine that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, the airport... The airplane smells in general. So you have to understand, the kid is not wired yet to rationalize, oh, there is smells, there is sounds. You just have to deal with it.
No.
The kid is wired, I don't like this. I'm going to scream now. Plain and simple. My kid says I don't like spaghetti. He's a filthy, filthy liar. So how
Lincoln lately has been like, I don't like macaroni and cheese. Yet today I was eating my macaroni and cheese for lunch. He was like, Mama, I want some. Fuck you, bro.
No, you said you hated it, remember? You said I don't like this. Sorry.
Oh, because mine has lobster in it. Now you want it? No.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Wait, what the fuck were you that you had lobster mac and cheese?
My mom made lobster mac and cheese the other night.
And there's not fucking any here.
I ate it.
You need to bring some leftovers.
I'm sorry. It was really
Excuse me, this is a personal conversation between me and Stephanie.
It was really yummy.
I know. I'm sure it was.
She made it on delicious. Sunday when we came back from SuperCon. The house smelled like garlicky seafood. And I was like, what is happening? My mom was like, I just made lobster mac and cheese. Have some. We were starving because we didn't like eat since we had breakfast with you guys.
Vanessa, do you see my face? What happened? Stephanie, tell her what you had for dinner on Sunday night.
Lobster mac and cheese, and then there was leftover that I
made
ate
by today. Her mommy.
My mom made it.
Homemade.
Why aren't you inviting us for dinner?
See? Do you see?
I'll tell my mom that you guys want some. She'll probably make you some.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Next Friday.
Well, tell her to put it in like a little Ziploc container and just bring it over.
Listen, technically, I'll wait till next Friday so you can be here. If not, she can totally like I can drive by and pick.
Oh,
it up.
For sure. But, hey, Barbie, I'm here.
I know where you live. Your daddy married me.
Your daddy baptized my children. Like, we all know where you live.
Okay, guys, it's fine.
No, seriously.
Give out my address. Why don't you? Jeez.
No, I don't know.
It's it. One.
I just know how to get there. No, I just know how to get there. Don't worry. You'll never have that problem with me.
Yeah, I don't know your address, but I know where your house is. You just need to worry about me showing up at your house.
Yeah, you just don't worry about me. Nobody else, because I just want to get there.
Okay, so long story short.
I think we've Susie, I hope up, we guys. Answered your question. Got it a little bit.
I hope we answered your question, Susie. I'm sorry.
You, all
of a These drunk ramblings of ours. I am.
No, but
I
Susie,
hope we answered your question.
Yeah, and like I said, and I think you told us that it went, you know, okay.
It went as well as can be expected.
Yeah. And I just want you to know that no matter what, you did your best.
Oh, for sure.
Because sometimes you need to hear that.
Yep.
As a mom, you just need to hear, listen, I get it. You're doing the best you freaking can. Keep doing it.
I think so.
So, how was the wine?
Good.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what are we drinking? Okay, so just a reminder, we are drinking a Recordia Ribera del Duero. It is a Spanish wine from España.
I like that it's called Recording.
Like, yeah,
Recordia. It's like recording, but fancy.
No, oh my god, I'm such an asshole. It starts with a V. It's Recordia.
Now you just lost the fun about it.
Yeah, no, because like in here it looks like an R.
Yeah,
but on the back it's a V.
Yeah,
so it is
okay.
It's Recordia Roble.
This happens when Vanessa buys the fancy wine.
Sorry, guys. I have to buy my wine from Target. This one came from Total Wine. And I like the label. They look like little flowers.
It's a cute label. It is good, huh?
It's a cute label. That's what caught me was the label. I judged this wine by its label. So, again, Vecordia Roble, Ribera del Duero. So, it's a Spanish wine. Very good. I like it.
I liked it. It was good.
It smells nice.
I would actually...
I would definitely recommend this. Yeah. This is a 2014.
Is it a Merlot?
No, it's a Ribera del Duero.
What is that?
That's the wine.
It's like from a... Like
that's the region. That's the region. Just like how Chianti.
Chianti's a region.
From the Chianti region of
Champagne
Italy.
Is Champagne, Champagne is from the Champagne. Rioja is from the Rioja region in Spain. It's
so
the
this
same.
Is the same thing. Ribera del Duero is a Ribera del Duero.
See, listeners, I'm asking the question so you don't have to ask it.
The way? So now you won't look stupid at your next party.
That was like a mix of like Mexican and Rosie what, Perez. Yeah. What the fuck accent was wait, that?
So now we wait. Now we know.
Why are you Vanessa knows. Me?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Yeah, but so.
You just got a little close.
Wait, because I wanted to. Now we know Vanessa. Vanessa's secret, like, tool with Neri.
Oh, because he thinks Rosie's Perez is hot.
That's right. He does like her accent.
He
I didn't
does.
Mean for that to
so
sound like,
weird.
No, I didn't mean to sound like Rosie Perez. And
Gleek,
I don't,
take a pic. She's. You know what I'm saying? Nathan loves
the camera.
She is the camera
on Diego and Dora.
Diego.
And Nathan loves Click. Like, he'll call me from the other room.
Click.
And be like, Mommy, Click is on TV.
Click. Take a pic.
Now we know Neri and Vanessa's foreplay. It's weird.
I don't even want to be a part of that. Like, that's just...
I like that. I don't even want to be a part of that.
That's
you know?
just weird.
But yeah, no, I liked it. It was yummy.
Yeah, I did like it. It was definitely worth it. I think it was...
You got a Total Wine, you said?
I got a Total Wine, and I got it 2 weeks ago, so I don't remember the price, but I want to say it was, like, within $15.
Yeah, we
so
tried to keep, like, except for...
It wasn't crazy expensive, so it was a little bit higher than I tend to buy, but definitely worth it. Definitely a good... Oh, there's still some wine in here. It was definitely worth it. I like it. I like it a lot. Two thumbs up. Vecordia Roble, Ribera del Duero. Para tu next party.
Para tu next party. Nice. For your next party translation.
Para tu next party. All right, guys. So thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, really. If you're
thank
still here.
You for listening to our drunk ass ramblings on a Tuesday night, because nothing ruins your Friday like a Tuesday.
You know what? That is an amazing like catchphrase.
It is. Too bad it's a little bit too long for a title.
Yeah.
But I do like the donkey show. Like, that's a good, I think that's the title for today.
Probably.
So thank you, Susie, for sending us a question. And again, I am so, so sorry that we missed it last week, but I was falling asleep on the couch. So that's my bad.
Yeah.
So you can find us on Acast,
yes,
iTunes.
Soon to be on Stitcher.
Oh, I was going to ask
we
you.
We thought we were on Stitcher this whole time.
Yeah. Okay, I will do that when I edit. Yeah. I will do that. I will. Let me write
We apologize.
Down.
We really thought we were on Stitcher. Apparently, it doesn't just happen like magic. You actually have
you
to
have
go
to actually
there and do
sign
things.
Up and do things. Sign up for...
And nobody told us this. So, yeah, check us out on Acast on iTunes. Rate and review. Subscribe on iTunes. Yeah, we actually haven't had that many new reviews or ratings on iTunes. So, if you haven't
done it... Yeah, if you listen to us and you love us... Please feel free to give us a 5-star review. Even if you hate us, give us a 5-star review. And
yeah, you can write that you don't like us, but give us a 5-star.
You can also find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a host of other podcasts. What's Up, Bro? What's Good? Shiver? Mount Geekmore? There's a new one, Comedy Fitness, and we have More Girls! The Talking Geek, and... Special announcement, we will have Quills
yes
from the Talking Geek. She will
be on our podcast in a couple weeks.
Yes.
And
we're very excited to have her. We're going to have some other guests as well, but we're really excited that Q's already on the lineup and she's coming up, and we have another female voice to the Geek Bro family. Network.
Yeah, the Geek Bro need a little more of a JJ. Sorry.
Yeah, and we've got a couple more podcasts in the works that we've had recording, and you're going to hear about them soon, and we're actually going to test out something new.
Yes.
This weekend.
It's coming.
Maybe.
We're going to see how it works, how it goes.
We're going to test it, and then Stephanie's going to listen to it, and she's going to tell us if we suck.
Yeah, because I'm not participating.
She won't be here. Okay, because like we said, today's Tuesday, and Christy and I are going to hang out on Friday, because Friday is Mama's Day.
And I don't care if we're recording or not. I'm getting out of my house.
Yeah. So we have a new little like special edition podcast that we want to do. Mama's watch movies, and we're going to watch awful children's movies, and we're going to talk to
them.
They're
not all awful.
They're not all awful, but some of them are. And we're going to talk about them. Yep. So
see what happens. See if it's any good.
Keep your eyes open for that, because it's coming.
Yeah, it'll be a shoot straight off of our mama's string, so you won't have to subscribe to anything else.
Right. But it's just going to come onto your phone. You'll just wake up on a Wednesday, and it'll be there.
If you have not subscribed to Mama's on iTunes yet, subscribe so that you don't miss it.
Yes. What Christy said. So again, thanks for
God, I love you.
I'm drunk. So
send Stephanie.
What?
Send money. So we have merchandise on Amazon, and we also have merchandise on Etsy. You can search for Mamas and Merlot. You can send us emails. Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. If you search Mamas and Merlot on Etsy, Mamas and Merlot on Amazon, our t-shirts and our personalized wine glasses will come up.
If you want to put Mama's logo on something,
we'll do it.
We'll probably.
We'll figure it out. So thanks so much for checking us out. Thanks for listening. And cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.